South Central Nebraska. The High School Football Pregame Show is brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. Listen to this game and all Platte River Radio High School sports broadcasts at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Follow along tonight on the live scoreboard at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Now let's get out to the field for tonight's football game on the Breeze 94.5.
It's 48 degrees. The sun just came out. Slight precipitation chance here in the House of Orange on the Breeze 94.5. Caleb Henry alongside Trent Ockengay. The Hastings Tigers made the two-hour trip east, and so did we. We are in Beatrice, where the 1-6 Orangemen host the 3-4 Tigers of Hastings. Still a lot up in the air because, well, shoot, more than two-thirds of the teams in Class B make playoffs. So with two games to go, Orangemen are still in it, and Hastings sitting about top 10 in wild card points, also getting some votes on the rankings among the major publications, and they can actually essentially clinch a playoff spot with a win tonight. Both teams almost out of the district championship talks, but we are here in Beatrice, and we're going to get right into those coaches' interviews and talk with both of the head coaches. With the Ravenna Sanitation coaches' interviews, Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local yellow pages. We're going to get to the head coach of the Beatrice Orangemen, Todd Eckert, but first, talking with the Hastings Tigers head man, Charlie Shoemaker, right here on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I was born and raised here in Hastings, Nebraska. My mom was in and out of hospitals since the age I was 2, and I lost her when I was 6. Every time I walked past that room, the memories I had with her and being with her has helped me be a more empathetic caregiver. It's an honor to be in the presence of people that took care of my mom. They made me feel always at home, and again, like I was an extension of them. I am the person I am today because of them. You cannot teach compassion. You cannot teach empathy. That's something that's just a part of you. If I can just make a difference in one person's life, then I've done my job. This is just the way that we care for our patients here and their families.
I'm Megan Marble, Nursing Quality and Improvement Advisor at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Welcome into the Ravenna Sanitation Coaches Interviews. First, talking with Hastings Tigers head coach Charlie Shoemaker. Coach, thanks for giving us some time before the game tonight.
Thank you very much.
So you started out the year, fell to a couple teams that are still undefeated through the first 7 weeks, ran off 3 in a row, and then fell to a couple teams that are currently ranked. Let's just start there. What's been the message to your team? Playoffs are just 2 weeks away.
Well, you know, we've just been real focused on every Monday we're coming back to work, try to get better. I think if you look at the losses that we've had, I think we've lost to the number 2, the number 3, the number 4, and the number 5 team in the state. So, we certainly, our schedule is definitely challenging. And you got to really come back and just really focus on the things you can get better at and be ready for that next opponent.
Now, talking about your team, you've got a senior quarterback in Alex Swoboda. At running back, it's a pair of sophomores. I think I counted about a dozen guys that have caught passes so far for you this year. What's made this offense tick with the mix of youth and experience?
Well, we've got a pretty decent offensive line. They've done a pretty good job. But we've got a lot of diversity in our passing game and in our running game. We've got a lot of guys that can do some things. And really, if our quarterback, if Alex can just distribute that ball and get it out to those guys in space, we feel like we have a good chance.
And on the other side of the ball, it looked like a pretty even distribution of tackles led by Ramirez Bieber. What's been the identity of your defense through the first 7 games going into the 8th tonight?
Well, when we're at our best defensively is when we're very aggressive. We bring a lot of blitzes, a lot of pressure. When we can get up and maybe play some man coverage and mix some other coverages in there as well. So when we played Stewart, we were a little more, I don't know if we just got concerned with how good they were offensively, and we kind of sat back a little bit. And I just didn't feel like we were nearly as aggressive, and it just felt like we were uncomfortable defensively. So I think we kind of reminded ourselves, hey, our kids like to play and play aggressive and get after it. So we've been real focused on that this week, and hopefully that ends up working for us.
Now looking at your opponent, Beatrice, 1-6, coming off their first win of the year last week. They have a new head coach this year who was previously at Sydney, had some success there. What stands out to you about the Orangemen?
You know, they've got a couple kids that are really fast, and they're probably the best 1-5 team that I've seen in Class B for sure. So, you know, they're a proud program. They've won a lot of games over the last 10 years, and you knew it wasn't going to be long before they kind of started putting things together. And they seem to have done that against Creed last week, and it'll definitely be a challenge for us. And then we're going to need to be ready to play because, you know, they're a perennial successful program. And you can't keep those guys down very long.
They do have a history of, very recent history of putting some players on the University of Nebraska as well. Finally, Coach, what do the Tigers need to do to head home successful this week?
Well, I think in every game, I mean, you got to make sure your turnovers are limited. You got to win that turnover battle. The penalties are going to be big things, but also the field position. You know, I mean, you get into the games now in October, November. You know, your weather's not going to be perfect. Things are going to happen throughout a game. So you've got to find ways that the special teams become even more important. You know, flipping the field, making sure you're making people drive a long ways. And when you do get a short field, you got to make it count. So but execution overall in all those phases is going to be real important.
That's Hastings Tigers head coach Charlie Shoemaker. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk with the Beatrice head man next.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
Continuing along with another Ravenna Sanitation coaches interview, now joined by the head man for the Beatrice Orangemen, Todd Eckert. Coach, thanks for giving us a few minutes before the game.
Hey, no problem.
So let's actually start out because it is your first year in Beatrice, and I've seen on social media using the hashtag earn it. So let's start right there. Taking over a program that has had some tradition, what has been your thoughts on being in Beatrice, going through that program? I know it's essentially your second stint there, but and then getting the tradition going and using the hashtag earn it. What has that meant for your players and your program?
Well, basically what it means is, you know, we can't just rest on our laurels and think that everybody's going to roll over because they see Beatrice roll into town. And, you know, traditionally Beatrice has had a very strong program. And, you know, I was lucky enough to be here when we were going to the semifinals and finals and stuff like that. So I know, you know, the expectations and what it takes to get to that point. And coming in, we needed to make sure that the guys coming in knew that, hey, we're going to have to earn this. This isn't just, you know, your birthright just because you play at Beatrice that everybody's, it's going to be easy. So, and unfortunately, we kind of learned that the hard way. You know, we kind of had a rough go of it, but, you know, the kids are still playing hard, and everything we do, you know, you've got to earn. So if you want to be, you know, it just starts even with checking out equipment. You had to earn that. So it wasn't just seniors go first and freshmen go last. It was, where did you, you know, how hard did you work out this summer? Were you here every day? If so, you get to go first. And it's kind of stuff I'd implemented when I was in Sydney and Garing too. So I think it's huge that just because you're a senior or a junior, you don't automatically get bumped to the front of the line. You've got to earn your position.
I think that's a philosophy everyone across the state can get behind. So last week did get the first win of the season, posted season best for points scored, and then held the fewest points allowed. What did you learn about your team getting that first win of the season?
Well, it wasn't necessarily what I learned about my team. It was I kind of changed my philosophy because I had kind of I'm a defensive-minded coach, and it's, you know, I was kind of counting on our offensive coordinator to stick around, but he got an opportunity to go to Lincoln, and he thought he had a better chance of finding an administrative position if he worked in the Lincoln Public School System. And so in May, it was kind of, oh, I've got to learn how to be an offensive coordinator. So I put some stuff in thinking, well, I'm sure the kids can do this. And it got way too complicated, and it was stuff that we weren't really good at, and I kept trying to, you know, fit a square peg into a round hole. And finally, I just went back to an offense that we had used in Sydney with great success, and it fit our kids. And lo and behold, they were more comfortable running it. I was more comfortable calling it, and we had a lot more success. So it only took me 6 weeks to wise up and stop being fancy and get back to kind of doing what we did well.
Well, it sounds like you've rounded the corners on that square peg, fitted into the round hole a little better. On that offensive side of the ball, you've played a couple different quarterbacks. What's your signal caller situation, and then who else are you looking to on offense to make plays with the ball?
Well, you know, we started with Bennett Crandall last week, and he injured his neck, and luckily it wasn't anything serious. It was more muscle and ligament than anything, you know, structurally, because that could be pretty scary. And at the time, our backup quarterback is Dakota Adams, and he was having a really good game playing running back. And so we got in the huddle. I said, okay, Dakota, you're going in. And the kids kind of looked at me and said, Coach, he's doing really good. We're good with the freshman going in. So I said, Burroughs, are you ready? And he just smiled and jumped in there. And so we're going to go back with Dakota at running or quarterback this week. And we've got Brody Nelson back from a concussion, so he's going to take over at the running back spot. So it's kind of a, unfortunately, when you've got low numbers, if one guy gets hurt, everybody has to kind of shift over one spot. And so that's kind of where we're at right now. But Dakota will do a great job for us. You know, we put in some quarterback runs for him just to keep him in the loop, because he did such a great job running it last week. And, you know, so, but we've always got the freshman Burroughs waiting in the wings, eager to jump back in there.
You talked about Dakota Adams, and he, on the other side of the ball, leads your team in tackles, has one of your 12 sacks, an interception as well. What makes him a talent for you on that side of the ball? And like you said, he's quarterback, running back, pretty much wherever you guys need him on the field.
Yeah, so he's just physically, he's big, strong, and pretty quick. So it's, you know, he can kind of play anywhere you want him to. He can play a little running back. He doesn't catch real well, so I don't know if we'll try him at receiver, but does a good job at the quarterback spot, does a really good job at the running back spot, is excellent at linebacker. You know, just running guys down. He's got a really good motor, so he gets after it. And I think that's what makes him really good, is that he's, you know, physically he can handle it, and two, he just wants to be good.
Now, looking at your opponent, also getting to face a team of orange and black, Hastings, they are 3-4. They've lost their last two. Actually, all four of their losses on the year are to teams in the top five or six. What have you noticed about the Tigers, and what jumps out to you?
Well, that you know, they've really become very good at throwing the ball, and so the last few times I've played them, they were decent at throwing the ball, but they were really good at running it, and they had some really good running backs. And you know, this year they've got a very talented quarterback. They've got some very good receivers. Their running backs are a little young, but they're quick, and they don't mind toting the ball. So it's you know, they'll spread you out and take advantage of you know, mistakes and coverage. If you leave a spot open, they'll find it and hit it. And they've got the speed to you know, take it to the house.
Finally, Coach, what's it going to take for the Orange Men to be successful in your home finale?
We just need to make sure that we force some turnovers on defense, and we've got to be good at running the ball and, you know, sustaining drives. We were really good at that, both of those last week, and it you know, got us to a victory. So if we can force some turnovers and be great in the running game, I think we've got a chance.
That's Beatrice head coach Todd Eckert. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck in this one.
Thank you.
We'll have starting lineups next.
Your friendly Friesen Ford in Aurora is your destination for sales, service, and parts. Friesen Ford has the vehicle you want right on their lot, with a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, and their friendly sales staff to assist you in a low-pressure environment. Come experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today in their state-of-the-art facility located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off of I-80 in Aurora, or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, Trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Feeling like you need to go out of town for the best value on your new furniture? Why waste your time when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back into the Mary Lanning Healthcare pregame. Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for the visitors from Hastings, and Beatrice did defer. They won the coin flip. Hastings will take the ball first for the offense for the Tigers, starting at the tackle position. It's a 250-pound senior, number 56, Caden Adams, and 260-pound senior, number 69, Keyshawn Hunt. The guards in the ballgame for the Tigers are 200-pound junior, number 51, Evan Morara, and 215-pound senior, number 57, Chris Glaze. The center for the ballgame is 185-pound senior, number 55, Dawson Jacobus. The tight end, 180-pound junior, number 83, Jacob Schroeder. The wideouts for the Tigers are a 170-pound junior, number 19, Nate Nordby, and 180-pound senior, number 3, Quentin Sinek. In at fullback is a 140-pound sophomore, number 7, Zade Widener. Running back, 143-pound sophomore, number 20, Carson Shoemaker. And the quarterback for the Tigers, 150-pound senior, number 10, Alex Sobota. The Tigers are ranked number 10 in Class B, coached by Charlie Shoemaker, wearing white jerseys with black numbers and gray pants, looking really slick here in Beatrice. And for the hometown Orangemen, who are wearing orange jerseys, black numbers, and black pants, for their starting defense on senior night, where they do have 12 seniors. This is the home finale for the Orangemen. Starting on the defensive line, 230-pound senior, number 59, Zachary Hoffman. 220-pound sophomore, number 58, Jackson Zhang. 200-pound junior, number 53, Evan Busboom. The linebacking core for the Orangemen, 190-pound senior, number 32, Colton Kelly. 190-pound junior, number 19, Dakota Adams. He also plays quarterback for the Orangemen. 170-pound junior, number 43, Bowden Ruskamp. And 165-pound senior, number 27, Sean Pinkerton. And the defensive backs, 185-pound senior, number 8, Wyatt Bloom. 155-pound junior, number 2, Andrew Mahoney. 165-pound sophomore, number 3, Bennett Crandall. And 170-pound sophomore, number 22, Jace Pethod. The Orangemen are 1-6 on the season, coached in his first year here in Beatrice by Todd Eckert. We're going to have a lot of breakdown coming up. We've got the starting lineups. Trent's got a few notes to go through, and, well, it's senior night, so it's always special as we get close to the end of the season, regular season anyway. It's week 8, the 1-6 Orangemen hosting the 3-4 Tigers. We'll have more from the Mary Lanning Healthcare pregame coming up on The Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Where did you get more? Superstore Outlets. Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where did you get more? Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back into the Mary Lanning Healthcare pregame. Caleb Henry, Trent Ockingay in the booth in Beatrice, where the Hastings Tigers are taking on the Beatrice Orangemen. Let's first take a look at how these two teams got here throughout the season. First, for Hastings, who is 3-4, they had back-to-back losses to McCook and Scottsbluff. Both of those teams remain undefeated, then ran off 3 in a row, defeating Alliance, Garing, and Crete, and then fell the last 2 weeks to York and Seward, who get to 3-4 just as they are. And Beatrice, 1-6, lost those first six to start the season to Norris, Plattsmouth, Ralston, McCook, and York, and Grand Island Northwest, and then won last week against Crete to get their first and only win of the season. Trent, what can we expect looking at Hastings first for this game?
Hastings is a really good team. Their four losses, the four teams they played, they have a combined record are 25-3. They're sitting 10th in points. They're led by quarterback Austin Swoboda. He's going to throw the ball around, thrown for over 1,000 yards already, 14 touchdowns, just four interceptions. You're going to try to get Carson Shoemaker going in the running game. Also, he's ran for over 300 yards. He'll also be a wide receiver coming out of the backfield, trying to catch some balls. Caught over 250 yards so far, seven touchdowns on the season. He'll also try to get Zade Widener and Quentin Sinek get going for Hastings. And basically what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to throw the ball around, try to open up the run game with that.
They've had 12 receivers actually catch passes this season, so they're willing to spread it around. And defensively, they have a player who's already picked up three fumbles on the year. It's nice to get those takeaways. So I'm going to be looking at McLean Witte to get some of those takeaways for this Hastings defense, just because looking at Beatrice, they don't really move the ball a lot. What can we expect from the Orangemen?
Well, the Orangemen, actually, if you listen to the pregame, they've changed up their offense a little bit, found out maybe some stuff was a little too complicated, went back to the drawing board, put some stuff in that they were running before. So Dakota Adams, he's going to get the start. There was an injury last week. He's going to take over. He's actually played in all seven games at quarterback and also split some time at running back. Colt Kelly, they want to get him going in the running game. He's their leading rusher by far. And they have over five guys that have ranged for over 100 yards on the year. So they're going to spread the ball around. They'll want to get Mahoney going in the game as well.
We'll get more breakdown of both teams as we get closer to the kickoff for Beatrice and Hastings here on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Gary Michaels has beautiful new fall clothing for men and ladies arriving daily. Ladies purchase a regular price item and get the second 30% off. New Brighton items reduced to half price. Men purchase any suit or sport coat and pant combo at regular price and receive a shirt and tie free. A $105 value. Just in, new Johnston & Murphy shoes. All footwear now 10% off. Also, book your wedding now at either Hastings or Kearney location and receive 10% off the entire wedding party. Fall savings going on now at Gary Michaels.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Beatrice continuing along with Mary Lanning Healthcare pregame. Trent, we were talking about breaking down both Hastings and Beatrice, and looking at the Orangemen, they're averaging only 212 yards a game. Most of that's on the ground. They're not really slinging it through the air a whole bunch, especially not near as much as Hastings is. Yes, they changed their offense last week. How much does that – I know when you were a senior, you and I talked before we started the – got on the air this evening. You went through a change offensively a little bit your senior year. It led to a state championship. Beatrice in a little bit different situation. What is that for some of these high school young men, these teenagers, figuring out first-year head coach, things have already changed, and then in the seventh game of the year, things change again?
I like the fact that Coach Eckert is – open and willing to change. He sees that what he said was the plays were too complicated for the kids, which meant too many formations, too much going on, too much motion. So what he did, kind of like what we did, he simplified it. He's going to run stuff that's quicker. He's going to run simple ISOs, dives, just things that kids can comprehend, because you can have a lot of plays, but if you don't know where you're going, you can't play fast, you can't play aggressive. If you simplify things, that speeds up the game for your whole team.
We do also need to commend, as we were gone for the national anthem, that was very well played by the Beatrice Orange marching band coming right in front of the crowd and playing there. That's always impressive to see the high school bands out front. Now back to talking about Hastings. They're only rushing for just over 100 yards a game. I'm sure that Coach Shoemaker would like to be getting more out of that. They are passing for quite a bit more than that. Offensively, what are you looking for from the Tigers in this ball game?
Really, we want to see if Hastings can protect the quarterback when they go back to pass, because that's a lot of what they do is they throw the ball. They don't run the ball as much. So it's really key they keep the pocket clean for the quarterback so he can find his guys downfield, get Shoemaker going out of the backfield a little bit, and Widener those guys. Really, blocking up front is going to be key for them.
And that's especially important, as I talked with Coach Eckert for Beatrice. He wants to get pressure in the backfield. He wants to get pressure on the quarterback. That's what his teams were successful when he was in Sydney. That's what the Beatrice teams were successful when he had his assistant coaching stint here a few years ago. The Beatrice team actually made the semifinals in his last stint here, although that was as an assistant, not as the head man. And we know from watching the Cornhuskers, they're 0-5. This Orangeman team was actually 0-6. Getting that first win can change a lot. We'll hopefully see that tomorrow with the Huskers right here on the Breeze 94.5, pregame at 6, kickoff at 11 at Northwestern. But getting that first win, first-year head coach, how much can that really change going forward for the rest of your season? How much momentum does that give the Orangemen?
Yeah, if you can finish the season strong with a couple wins, it really helps, because when a coach is telling you, you need to work harder, you need to watch more film, you need to lift harder, you need to eat right, you might not believe what he's saying. You might think you're doing good enough but you're not winning any games. And once you start winning games, maybe, hey, this coach knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. So the buy-in becomes a little more prevalent. And it can change your entire program just getting that one win.
Well, we're going to take one more break and come back with the kickoff, where the Orangemen of Beatrice are hosting the Tigers of Hastings here on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I was raised in a little town 8 miles southwest of here. And from my first day 18 years ago, I loved working at Mary Lanning because of the people. My daily routine is I get in and see as many people as I can, see if there's anything special that they would need. It's just about being there. I graduated with a full ride scholarship to Colorado Art Institute in Denver, and I turned that down because I wanted to be a cowboy. The artwork that I do is very, very soothing for me, and it just relaxes me, and it lets me realize I've just been very blessed.
My name is Ron Meyer. I'm a customer advocate for Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
The Breeze 94.5.
Rodriguez ready to put his foot into it for the Orangemen. Shoemaker standing at his own 5, waiting for the kickoff. It's a high spiral, and it's actually going to be caught at the 15. Looked like almost a fair catch. They didn't call it, and they're going to return the ball out to just shy of the 35. Orangemen are running to the sideline saying that it was fair caught. We'll have to ask. We know the white cap for this ball game is Mr. Jim Lang, and so plenty of Central Nebraska and Platte River radio flair coming in. Mr. Langan says that wasn't a fair catch, as he's walking over to talk with Coach Eckert of the Orangemen. Yeah, he's definitely waving that one off. So Hastings will take over for their first possession at the 34.
Yeah, he's repped a lot of games. He knows what he's doing. I don't think it was a fair catch either. Widener took the ball, got up to 35. Good starting field position for Hastings.
Adams with trips to the near side. He's going to throw it out into the flat. And that went off, saying incomplete. Very backfield.
Yeah, I actually thought maybe that ball was going backwards. Hastings caught a break there by getting the incomplete pass, because they would have lost about 10 yards on the play.
Quickly back to the line are the Tigers. Dakota Adams. It's Alex Swoboda looking at the wrong team there. So Swoboda takes a snap. Shoemaker, and he'll move it past the 40. At the 45-yard line, first down, two plays in for the Tigers.
bit off target, and he reached out, made a nice catch with his hands, didn't use his body at all, couldn't. He had to extend his reach all the way out, able to get 11 yards on the play.
Shoemaker with trips here to the near side room. He takes a snap, looking over the middle. He's got a guy open. Other guy. A big.
Yeah, Schroeder was wide open. But a little bit to the left, he made a nice throw there, dropped it right into a bucket. Really in between the zones and 27 yards in the blink of an eye. Hastings is doing a good job moving the ball so far.
Svoboda getting some motion coming left to right. He'll fake the jet sweep, handed off up the middle with Widener, who's not really going a whole lot, but
yeah, first run play of the game. Got 2 yards out of it, so you can tell that Hastings really wants to, they want to play with quick pace, and they want to throw the ball. They don't really like to run, but you have to run once in a while to keep the defense honest.
Continuing with the tempo, Svoboda in shotgun. He'll hand it off up the middle again with Shoemaker, who's going to dance around. Excuse me, that was Widener again. And he'll go down. Now he's inside the 15, another first down. They've done it through the air, done it on the ground, and like you said, Trent, pace, pace, pace for the Tigers.
Yeah, quick hitters. Beatrice wasn't even ready for it. Widener came in, got 15 yards. Now the air game has opened up the run game for Hastings early on.
Shoemaker and Widener to either side of Svoboda. He's going to hand it off going left to Shoemaker with Widener lead blocking. A whole lot of jerseys going to that far side. Inside the 10 as the pile pushes back. Looks like they're going to say he's down at the 9-yard line. So second, and we'll call it about 4 yards for the Tigers in the red zone and moving very quickly.
Yeah, a little belly sweep out of the shotgun to the left side there. Shoemaker got an easy 5-6 yards. Early on, looks like Hastings is just dominating up front. Really good blocking.
Svoboda again flanked by both running backs. He landed up the middle to Widener, who's stopped after a couple yards. Going to have a third and short inside the 10. And that was one of those plays. They went right into the defense, crashing in for the Orangemen outside. A little bit more open as they've run a few plays in a row up the middle.
Yeah, they're gonna run up the middle a few plays, but what that's going to do, that's going to suck the defense in. And I imagine one of these times they're just going to walk in the end zone.
And now it is Svoboda with just Widener in the backfield with him. Trips to the near side, looking to the end zone. He's got a guy sitting at the one who's tackled immediately. They're going to say he didn't get in, making the grab at the one was Carson Shoemaker, who's had a couple runs and now gets a grab. First and goal from the 1-yard line are the Tigers, who are again quickly up to the line. Svoboda flanked by both Shoemaker and Widener. Twins to the far side. Now looking back to the sideline, getting the call. Everybody in the box right now for the Orangemen. Man coverage on the receivers out wide. Still waiting for the snap. He'll take it, looking to his right. A lot of pressure. He's going to scramble, try to turn it upfield himself. Trapped by 4 Orangemen, but he does manage to get back up to the line of scrimmage as it's blown dead. So doesn't gain any, doesn't lose any, but still second and goal.
Yeah, Beatrice sold out, coming up the middle, sent a couple of extra guys. There just wasn't blocking, so Svoboda had to use his feet and get out of there. And did a nice job because he didn't lose yards, and he almost was able to roll in, but progress was stopped just short, not the one.
Svoboda's got twins down here to the near side, twins to the far side, including Shoemaker in the slot. They'll hand it off up the middle. Nope, he'll keep it and tries to turn it upfield himself. Smacked right at the line of scrimmage again is Svoboda. Third down and short. I think Widener got in, but they didn't hand it off to him up the middle.
Yeah, so maybe the focus wasn't on him. Maybe he wouldn't have got in. What we've seen from some other 11-man teams, even 8-man teams, they've gone under center in these situations and just bullied their way in with a quarterback sneak, but they're going to run in the gun here.
And there was a lot of movement before that ball came back, and that's exactly what they're going to call. They're going to move them back. Going from they had first and one, second and one, all from the 1-yard line to get into the end zone, and now they'll have a third down and goal from the 6.
Yeah, well, that's tough. It's going to back them up 5 yards. It's actually going to give them a little more room to operate, so maybe look to get Schroeder, big target, maybe in the end zone, or maybe find Shoemaker, give him some space, make him make a guy miss out in the open.
Senek's been sitting with man coverage on the far side as well, but he's on the outside of trips to the left side for Svoboda, who's looking to that side. Flags come in again, and we're going to see if this backs him up again.
Yeah, a little bit of movement, I believe. So they're going to move them back. What was first and goal from the 1 turns out to be third and goal from the 11.
Something definitely Coach Shoemaker did not want to see on this first drive, but they are burning a lot of clock. Already about 4.5 has come off on this very first possession of the game where they started just inside their own 35. They moved the ball really quick, got down to a first and goal, and then have just kind of stalled close to the end zone. Svoboda all by himself in the backfield. He'll lob this one over the top, making the grab in the end zone. As he's hit is Jacob Schroeder and hangs on to the ball. He just ran a seam right down the middle, and there were no orange men around until he had it in his hands. That's 6 on the board for the Tigers.
Not sure if Jacob Schroeder goes out for basketball, but I'm sure Coach Creech wants him out there. And if he does, he's going to be happy because he went up. He just got the ball, plucked it out of the air, made a grown man's catch. Really nice ball from Svoboda, too. I guess all they needed was a little bit of space to move.
And the extra point, this one is kicked up and through, and no problem there for the Tigers as they get 7 on the board, their first time out onto the field. 7:24 to go in the first quarter. It's Hastings 7, Beatrice nothing, here on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Flu season and vaccination season is upon us. Flu shots for Medicare, Blue Cross patients are free, and many other plans are free as well. So give us a call for all your vaccination needs. Shingrix, the new shingles vaccine, is also back in stock. Burt's downtown, 402-462-4343. Burt's on 14th Street, 462-4466. Thanks.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hastings strikes first to take a 7-0 lead on Beatrice, and both of these teams had their softball teams in the state tournament. Hastings did fall yesterday after getting a win on day one. Beatrice will play in the final tomorrow. They just won in the consolation final over Scutt Catholic by a score of 9-6. They'll take on Elkhorn tomorrow at 10 a.m. So both of these teams, pretty good athletics across the board, and on the girls' side in softball, both at the state tournament. Good luck to the Lady Orange in the state final tomorrow. Kick is up now, and we're going to see caught at the 20. A little confusion, actually, on who was going to get the ball, and wrapped up right when he gets to the 28 by a bear hug. Big tackle running in there for Evan Marora for the Tigers, and Beatrice will take over on their own 27-yard line.
Good field position for Beatrice, but really good coverage on the kickoff for Hastings. They did a good job of just running down, gang tackled. Really good job. Maybe a little bit of foreshadowing for Hastings, because if you can wrap up one-on-one like that, going to bode well for you defensively.
And now we'll see this newish offense for the Orangemen and Coach Eckert. Adams going under center, motion coming left to right. They aren't going to hand it off to the motion man, but they will hand it off the middle, and makes one guy miss, diving forward. Looks like Colton Kelly getting the carry there for the Orangemen. He'll get a pickup of 8.
So they made it look like it was an ISO off the right, but really Kelly found the hole on the left side and went over the tackle and the guard and was able to pick up a quick 8 yards.
Different styles here. Orangemen taking a lot of time huddling up and then coming up under center is Adams. So something we're going to see differences. Now motion coming left to right again for Adams. This time he will hand it off to Andrew Mahoney, but he's wrapped up with not a lot of room to go. Mahoney, one of the players that the Orangemen definitely want to get the ball in his hands. He was part of that state championship track team last year for the Orange.
Yeah, they tried to pull the strong side guard there and ran a little jet sweep with Mahoney, but Hastings did a nice job. They shot the gap and caused disruption in the backfield. The blocking didn't hold up, didn't do a good job of setting the edge, so Hastings was able to drop him for a 1 yard loss.
Third down and 3, Adams again under center. He'll have twins here to the near side, both pretty close to the line. Motion now coming right to left. They will hand it off, trying to get outside, but doing a great job of diving into the backfield, making sure no one can block him, is Mikey Hernandez getting into the backfield for the Tigers.
Yeah, the wide receivers for Beatrice didn't do such a good job there of holding up on their stock blocking, so they ran that same play coming to the other side, but you have to have good perimeter blocking and able for that play to work. And Hastings did a good job. They set the edge, kept their outside shoulders free, able to drop them for another loss.
Excuse me, that was Jackson Hoops. The numbers on these jerseys coming up a little bit, but the Orange go to punt, and there's going to be a fair catch called by the Tigers at their own 36. Nice job there making the catch was Jacob Schroeder, who's shown a couple times he's got some sure hands for the Tigers.
Yeah, really good hands. Good athlete. Big, tall kid. Hastings is going to start with good field position again. And when we saw they had a lot of room to work, they got in the red zone. It was a little more condensed, so a little tougher for them to throw. But they moved the ball really good on the first possession. I would like to see more of the same here. Get Shoemaker going, Cynic, all those guys.
Beatrice did run off 2 minutes from the clock, but had a very quick three and out. We see Svoboda again in shotgun. Now looking to his left, he'll throw it out into the flats, making the catch is Shoemaker, but he's got one guy to beat who will wrap him up after a one-yard gain. Nice open field tackle for Beatrice. Making the tackle over there was Adam Reichenberg.
Yeah, and you can see the glimpse there of what they want to do, because Shoemaker's, he's got really good speed. Threw it out to the flat, but the corner came up, made a good one-on-one tackle, nowhere for him to go, second and nine.
And Hastings never huddles up from what we've seen so far through this ball game. They look over to the sideline, get the call. Svoboda again flanked on both sides by his running backs, and now Shoemaker's going to go in motion, but they'll hand it off to Widener going to the left. He gets past the line of scrimmage. He's got some open field in front of him. A flag comes in, but he's tackled just past the 50. And right where that flag comes in, that looks like that's going to be on the offense and negate this big gain by Widener.
So they sent Shoemaker into the flat on the other side, and what that did is it created a little bit of deception for Beatrice. They thought maybe it was going to be a swing pass, and they just gave it a belly dive up the middle. And if there wasn't a penalty, it'd be a good 15-yard gain, but it's going to come back.
And this will, even though they ran past the sticks where that flag was, they're going to back them up. So not quite as good of a gain as what they had hoped. They'll replay second down, but this time from a yard forward, so second down and 8.
Yeah, so really nothing hurt there. Well, I mean, you don't get the 15 yards, but you're going to replay the down, so it's like it didn't happen. Your Hastings, just do it again, no problem.
Svoboda's got twins to both sides, one running back in with him again. That's Widener. He'll fake it to Widener, throw it over the middle, wide open downfield is Shoemaker. He catches it at the 40, and he'll be tackled down to the 32-yard line. What a great run. They have been wide open down the middle, just running seam routes with these receivers.
Yeah, they're trying to play man coverage, and Hastings got a little too much speed for him. Shoemaker just blasted off the line, found a hole, and the ball was right on the money. Quick 35 yards there. Hastings moving the ball again.
And they marked him down at the 31, so first and 10. Again, Hastings moving the ball well. Svoboda flanked by both of his running backs. Shoemaker going out in the flats. They'll hand it off with Widener up the middle, who gets a pickup of one just to the 30.
Yeah, and going back to the passing, Svoboda's already 6 for 7, and they're not just all easy lateral throws. He's throwing the ball down the field. It's not. He's taking chances. He's hitting the guys that are in stride. So you don't often see that from a high school quarterback. He's putting the ball on money tonight.
His only incomplete pass was the very first one of the game that we thought may have been a lateral. Since then, 6 for 6, trips down to the near side. Svoboda staring down the near side. Now he's going to try to run. He'll throw it once he gets the line of scrimmage up to Schroeder, who makes a great grab, but as he's slipping, he'll fall down inside the 15. Great hands by Schroeder going downfield in a nice way. Nice job of just throwing that ball up for him by Svoboda.
Schroeder's 6'5", and you can't teach that, and you can't coach it. And he's not just 6'5 and a statue out there. He's pretty fast, and he's got really good hands, and he's got ups. I'm really impressed with him so far early in this game.
Zach Ertz-style tight end running around. This time they'll hand it off to Shoemaker running to left side, dancing around, following a few blockers, pickup of about 4 on that carry. Not a lot of room for Shoemaker, as everyone for the Orange flowed really well, but he did a good job just following everyone, pickup of 4.
Yeah, if you can run the ball for 5 yards a play, you're going to be happy. So far early in this game, they're averaging about, they're only averaging 3.5 yards a play, but you know that's going to open up as Hastings keeps hitting on these throws.
Both running backs flanking Svoboda again. Now you're going to see Shoemaker go into the flats, but they'll hand it off up the middle with Widener, who's going to be tackled inside the 10. That time not Widener. They ran another running back in there. That was Tate Pfeiffer getting his first carry of the game.
Yeah, good play by them. Another 3 or 4 yards, and that's going to keep the sticks moving yet, but you keep doing that, you're gonna move the ball all night, no problem.
Third and 3 inside the 10. Now they're going, Svoboda takes the snap. He'll throw it out into the flats with a swing pass to Widener, who looks like he is past those sticks and inside the 5.
Yeah, I thought he had his man beat out there, and it was going to be an easy touchdown. Maybe could have led him a little bit more, but It doesn't matter. Moves the sticks. It's caught by the running back. I really like the offense early for Hastings, what they're doing. They're doing a lot of different stuff. They're getting running backs involved out of the backfield. They're running some jet sweeps. They're running some misdirection. Doing a nice job.
Swoboda with Widener to his right, and Widener's actually going to run out into the flats. They'll hand it off up the middle with Shoemaker, trying to see where they do spot him down. Going to be a second down and goal from the two.
So they were here last time, and what they tried to do, they tried to run it up the middle, and they tried to pass a couple times, but it didn't work till they were able to get backed up. We'll see if they can lean on the line here, maybe get a push up front, and punch it in for six.
Twins both sides. Widener just to the left of Swoboda, who takes a snap, but he's going to be sacked out past the five-yard line. There were a bunch of Orangemen in the backfield. And some of those black on orange numbers are hard to see over there, but I can see one of those was Caleb Jobman, number 69 for the orange.
Yeah, and what we talked about early in the game is you got to protect the quarterback. Well, there's not a lot of space here in the red zone, so there's going to be a lot more coverage sacks, and that's exactly what that was.
Five wide for Swoboda, and he's going to make a very dangerous pass out into the flat and going to be tackled just past the line of scrimmage. Looking over there, was that? That looked like number three, Quentin Sinek, but we'll see when he pops up over there.
Yeah, it was Sinek there in the flat, and I thought maybe the corner for Beatrice is going to come up and make a play, but he was just a little bit late getting there. Sinek actually broke two tackles to salvage that play and get back to the five-yard line. Now it brings up a fourth down.
And they are going to kick it from the 12-yard line. This one is up. And through, not much more than an extra point for the Tigers, who now add three more. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hastings leads Beatrice 10-0 on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It has been Mikey Hernandez who had the extra point and then kicked that field goal as well to give the Tigers a 10-0 lead over the Orangemen very late here in the first quarter.
Yeah, Hastings is dominating early. Already 151 yards of total offense to just 5 for Beatrice, taking advantage of both their possessions to lead to scores.
Hernandez kicks this one deep. It's going to land at the 15 and then go out of bounds at the 10. So after putting two through the uprights, Hernandez with the kicking air on special teams.
Yeah, but I guess the good thing is you don't put the ball in the hands of an athlete for Beatrice, so, and you don't get anybody hurt running down on a kickoff. I guess you'll take that one. You'd be happier if he made the field goal and kicked it out of bounds instead of the other way around.
Now, last time Beatrice had the ball, they were out near here. They were at about their own 32-yard line. They are at the 35. They had a three and out, and really through this first quarter, out of the first 11 minutes, Hastings has had the ball for about nine and a half of it, but we see Dakota Adams back in at quarterback going under center. Motion coming left to right. They're not going to hand it off to him. They will run it up the middle again. This time with the ball is going to be Colton Kelly, who doesn't have anywhere to go, tackled right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Hastings is just dominating both sides of the line on defense there. They shot through, took on the lead block. That was an iso play, disrupted the fullback there and able to string Kelly out. Yeah, he had nowhere to go. Really, nothing going on there for Beatrice. Kelly, that first drive, did have the 8-yard run, and then they went to the two fly sweeps with Mahoney. So maybe get Kelly going a little bit more.
Coach Eckert took every minute of that play clock, every second that he could get out of that. So that's going to bring us to the end of the first quarter, where the Tigers of Hastings lead the Orangemen of Beatrice 10-0 on Parents' Night here in Beatrice in the House of Orange, here on The Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth that's powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. This is the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. You hear the band for the Orangemen of Beatrice playing in the background. And Trent, we were talking, what a beautiful field and facility this is here in Beatrice.
Yeah, what a blessing for Beatrice to be able to play on this kind of a field. I know you see some nice fields up here in Class A and Class B, but I mean, from the track to the field, the playing surface, there's been some drizzle, and it's completely dry. There's barely a crown in the field. It's just a beautiful, beautiful facility.
Adams will hand the ball up the middle again, and stuck behind the line of scrimmage is Kelly. Sorry, I can't tell which Tiger it was that got back there, because there was four or five of them that met Kelly almost as he had the ball in his hands.
Chris Glaze, the defensive tackle there, he's lined up on the outside shade of the guard. He took his guy, made a swim move, really disrupted the play at the beginning, and then Hastings did a nice job of coming in and cleaning up the play. The tackles in the ends and the front seven really just flowing hard, playing really good football right now for Hastings.
Adams under center, motion coming right to left, creating trips on the far side. We're going to see his first pass. It's a screen, and he just dumps it off. Kelly had no chance at that one. He was thrown at his feet. Even if he did pick up the ball, he got blown up as the ball got there by Keyshawn Hunt for the Tigers. So that's back-to-back three and outs. And since they lost two on that play, Trent, is that now three total yards through two possessions for the Orangemen?
Yeah, that's what I've got him down for. So Keyshawn Hunt, what he did is what good defensive linemen do. This is what they do. They sense that they're not getting blocked. They look around. They know a screen's coming. You communicate. That's exactly what they did. Good coverage there.
Adams gets the punt away, and it's going to be fair caught. This time, making the grab is Nate Nordby at his own 35-yard line. So the third possession coming out for the Tigers, who've scored on their first two.
Yeah, the way Hastings is playing, I wouldn't be surprised if they punched another 6 points in here. Doing a nice job, like we said, throwing the ball. But they're also starting to run the ball a little better. And as the game wears on, when you're the better team, when you're winning the line of scrimmage, those three-yard runs, they turn into five. Those five-yard runs, you'll break a 20-yard run open. They've had a few penalties. They want to get rid of those maybe, clean some stuff up, but I expect them to keep moving the ball.
Trips to the near side for Svoboda. He's going to throw it over the middle, in and out of the hands of an Orangemen defender. That was Adam Reichenberg, who, for all intents and purposes, should have had that ball. It went through his hands, off his chest, back through his hands again.
Yeah, they tried the seam route to the tight end Schroeder there, but the ball wasn't high enough. He's a tall kid, but if you're going to do that, there's a little tiny window there, and you got to get it higher. Reichenberg had great coverage. I don't think he expected the ball to be that low. Wasn't ready for it because it hit him right in the hands.
Now twins to both sides. Pressure coming off the corner behind Svoboda. Going to be chased out of the pocket up the middle. He'll break one tackle, but he is finally brought down after a pickup of four. So that's the first time we've seen Svoboda turn that pressure in the backfield into a gain with his legs other than throwing it up downfield.
Yeah, and the way that Beatrice is getting upfield, I would expect a screen play to be coming here, maybe a swing pass or a screen. Something to neutralize that penetration by Beatrice.
Third down and six. It's Widener next to Svoboda, who has twins both sides. He'll look to the far side into the flats. It's Schroeder, who just lowers his shoulder and dives forward. We're going to see the spot looks short from up here. So they're going to be a fourth down and less than a yard from their own, just inside their own 45.
He has a pass out to the flat to Schroeder, and when he dove to reach for the yard marker, got a really good spot actually, because his knee was down and the ball was about a yard, I would say, short. But maybe they couldn't see his knee down from where they were lined up at.
Now twins both sides for Svoboda. They are going for it. Looks like pressure coming. Then they got someone to jump off sides with the hard count, and that's going to be an easy way to pick up a first down. Nice job there going to the hard count rather than just running a quick play at the line.
And we actually saw that on the goal line last drive. but they didn't cross the neutral zone, so no penalty was called. So if you're Beatrice, you've got to know that in your head. I know it's fourth and short, and you're doing everything you can. You've got to go as soon as the ball snapped, but you also have to be aware of the hard count.
So a fresh set of downs from just on their side of the 50 are the Tigers. We're going to see again Svoboda with twins to both sides, looking to the sideline, getting the call. Now he'll take the snap, fake it to Widener, looking downfield. He's got a man wide open behind the orange man, and right as he's tackled inside the 20, the ball pops out. That looked like that was Gareth Jones downfield. But nice hit by the Orangeman secondary.
Gareth Jones had his corner beat right away. I don't think Svoboda saw him or he would have hit him in stride, because Jones had to stop and wait for the ball, and that's how the defensive back came over and made the contact and was able to break up the play. Nice play by him. Didn't give up on it, but that's something we're going to see again, because he had, if that ball's thrown right away on time, if that's his first read, he's gone for six.
We've seen a couple now where Svoboda needs to put just a little bit more air under it. Very accurate downfield. He's got running backs to both sides. Shoemaker runs out into the flat. They'll hand it off up the middle into, well, just about every Orangeman. Gain of two on the play by Widener.
Yeah, Beatrice is doing a nice job on the run. That time, Zach Hoffman, he came through, got good penetration, and really blew up the play. It was just a little, they ran Shoemaker out in the flat again, faked the swing pass, and gave it on the belly dive. But, yeah, there was nothing. They've got third and seven here. They're going to go to the air, I bet.
Twins to the near side, receivers flanking Svoboda, who's looking to the right, a lot of pressure. He is looking downfield. No swing pass available, and he's wrapped up by three different Orangemen quite a bit behind the line of scrimmage. That's going to be about a fourth and 14 from their own 46 now.
He had Shoemaker over on the opposite flat, but he was clear on the far side, and that's a really long throw. That's a coverage sack by Beatrice. And they did a good job, got penetration. Blocking didn't hold up for Hastings. They're going to have to punt it away. But if you're Hastings, you've got to find a way to get Shoemaker going. I don't think he touched the ball once on that play, and he's your leading rusher, and he's your second leading receiver. We tried to go to Schroeder, and got him on the flats that one time, but maybe get him involved a little bit more too.
We now see Quentin Sinek's first punt of the game going over inside the 20, going to be fair caught at about the 16 by the Orangemen. So nice catch there for the Orangemen by Jace Pethod, and we'll see the Orangemen come back out. They've only run six plays so far through a quarter and a third.
Yeah, they've got to get Kelly going a little bit and maybe find a way to get Dakota Adams, a quarterback, going in the ground game too, because he's ran the ball quite a bit for this Beatrice Orangemen team. Did a nice job there defensively. A lot of those guys play both ways, not all of them, but so they responded. They knew they were getting their rear ends kicked by Hastings, so they came back, responded, got the stop on defense. Now it's time for Beatrice to put something together, because they've only got 3 yards of offense right now, and Hastings is up to 156. If stats tell you anything, you're getting dominated. I know they don't know the stats off the top of their head, but you get a feel for the game while you're out there. Time to respond for Beatrice.
This is a thinner Beatrice team at talent-wise than we've seen in years past. They're now going to hand the ball off up the middle and going to be stood up after a gain of four. It was Colton Kelly getting the carry, and looks like in at quarterback right now is Nate Nordby. So a little change at quarterback already for the Orangemen.
Yeah, and Kelly did a good job there, because it looked like he was stopped at the line of scrimmage, and he just kept his legs turning and took two or three Hastings Tigers with him for about 4 yards. So you're in a good spot here, second five. That's where you want to be in your offense.
Excuse me, no, I keep looking at the wrong side. It's still Dakota Adams in the backfield. He's going to hand it off to the left side. Very fast, Andrew Mahoney, who gets out in the flats, but as soon as he gets out there, there are a bunch of Tigers who bring him down. Third down and six upcoming.
That's the first time we've seen Mahoney actually get out in space. I know he ran some fly sweeps, but he had nowhere to go. That time, we saw his speed. You know, we're here. We got the nice track around. I'm sure he does a nice job in track because he's got burners.
Yeah, Mahoney was on, I believe, a relay or two also in the short sprints. He can move, and if they can get him into some open space, that's going to be trouble for the Tigers. Looked like there was some forward momentum that he got pushed back on. So third down and two for the Orangemen. Adams going back under center motion left to right behind him. Whole bunch of folks out in front. It's just going to be a quarterback sweep to this near side, and that's been their best play of the game. They picked up their first down, now brought down at the 33-yard line is Dakota Adams.
I like the blocking scheme there for Beatrice. What they did is they took the tackle, crashed down on the defensive tackle, and then they brought the guard around little. They call it an X block. That's something they communicate at the line of scrimmage depending on where the down lineman is lined up on you, if he's on the outside or not. And then Kelly came through, and he did a nice job to get the first down.
Jace Pethod, the lone receiver to the far side. Adams under center. Mahoney going in motion. They'll hand it off up the middle this time, and a better pickup. That's going to be a gain of 7 on the play for Colton Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly's getting going now. The line for Beatrice is really holding up their end. Hastings is getting a little too far upfield on their blitzes, and their linebackers are flowing just a little bit too hard. They're running past the play all the sometimes, because sometimes the blocking's not holding up there in the middle. But they've got to stop, read and react, stay in your run fits.
Orangemen on with their linemen are really starting to feel it now. Motion again coming right to left. Going to hand it off this time to that far side with Brody Nelson, who picks up another first down. He got upended, but going to be just shy of the 50-yard line. First and 10 from their own 49.
Yeah, it's starting to open up a little bit because they had so much success with Kelly coming off the tackles, running those ISOs, that the misdirection there to Brody Nelson on the far side was able to work for him to get that first down. They've got, you know, 5 times as many yards on this drive than they did the previous 2 drives.
Excuse me, it's the 44-yard line again. Motion coming right to left. They'll hand it off up the middle with Kelly again, whose legs are grabbed just about at the line of scrimmage, but he continues to drag forward and fall forward for a pickup of 4.
Yeah, Beatrice is getting a little bit of groove now. They're getting a little bit more confidence on the line. They're starting to block better. Kelly's starting to get warmed up. You know, it's chilly out here, and you don't always get properly warmed up. Looks like Kelly's getting in the groove. He's getting 4 yards, 5 yards, 7 yards. He's up to 26 yards. He's got almost all their yards tonight. He's a really good running back, you can tell.
We were on the field before the game. As much as there's been rain coming down, it's dry, so no worries about slipping at all. In motion again, coming right to left with Mahoney, not going to hand it off to him. Instead, they're going to go back to the near side with Brody Nelson, who's got a corner. He's past the 40, past the 30. Can they bring him down? He's inside the 20, inside the 10. A stiff arm, and he's drugged down right at the goal line. This is going to see where they put him out of bounds. Talking about it, and it's 6 on the board on a Brody Nelson run from 54 yards out.
That play was set up because they faked to Kelly on the ISO. They faked to Mahoney on that jet sweep, and then they ran kind of an end around to this near side to Nelson. He took off. There was a chance to get him at the line of scrimmage, but he made one guy miss, 52 yards in the blink of an eye. Really nice play by Beatrice. Way to respond for the Orangemen.
And now we're going to see the extra point upcoming. The kick is up and through and clean, and that's 7 on the board. And we've got a ball game now in Beatrice where Hastings leads the Orangemen 10-7, 4:43 to go in the second quarter here on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provides up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. PTSR offers free evaluation of sports-related injuries to all area athletes during convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours, Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
The Breeze 94.5.
Nice run and response there by Brody Nelson. That was an interesting play call, as we talked with Coach Eckert about simplifying things. That wasn't simple, but that was 6 on the board and now 7 with that extra point.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, when he talks about simple, I think he's talking about, you know, motion, a lot of formations, a lot of different plays there. That's just one more play. That's easy for them to run, I'm sure. You know, because they start working on this stuff clear back in the spring, that you can get a group of guys, as long as there's no coaches, you can work through all your offense. Usually you've got everything in. So I'm sure they've been running that all year. So really nice play there by Beatrice.
Diego Rodriguez gets his foot into it again. It's a very high kick. Looks like it's going to be caught at the 15 by Schroeder, who's going to dance around to this left side. Sorry, not Schroeder making that grab. That's Widener, who backed up to get the grab, and he'll bring it out to the 35-yard line. Great field position for the Tigers to get another possession.
Yeah, about where they've started every possession that they've had. So if you're Hastings, you have the 10-0 lead, and now you gave up that touchdown. You can't hang your head. You come back, got to respond. Keep playing your quick pace. Keep being aggressive. They're not really having a lot of success going up the middle, so we'll see if they throw it.
Svoboda again. He is going to throw it an inch. Shoemaker, who's behind the secondary, they're going to grab him and bring him down at the 25-yard line. That's another one where if Svoboda puts more air under it, you might see Shoemaker run under the ball, but instead it's a big pickup and a quick response by the Tigers.
That's exactly what Hastings High needed to do. And Shoemaker, he just beat his guy off the line. They didn't use him last possession, but he was there in the open there. Yeah, like you said, a little bit more air, he's gone.
Now they'll hand it off to Widener, who's going to run to the right side, and he's hit right at the line of scrimmage. Flying in there for the Orangemen was Diego Rodriguez, who's the kicker, but he flies in and makes the stick at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, nice play by him, just shot through, and just a textbook tackle, had his head in front, wrapped up, hit him in the midsection, and knocked him to the ground. Really nice play by him.
We're going to see Svoboda again. This time he'll fake it to Widener, looking over the middle. He'll throw this one up to the end zone. It's underthrown, going up, trying to grab it as Shoemaker, but it's picked off at the 4 by the Orangemen. The first turnover of the ball game, and it's Brody Nelson makes a big play on offense with the 50-plus yard run, and now he's got the interception to get the Orange the ball back.
You see it on – they talk about it on ESPN SportsCenter all the time. Make a big play on one side of the ball. You come back, make a big play on the other side of the ball. That's what Brody Nelson did. The ball we've talked about a little bit was just a little bit underthrown because I think Shoemaker had his guy beat there to the pylon, but needed to be at the back corner. He was instead at the front pylon, and Beatrice is going to take over in its own shadows of the goalposts.
96 yards to go. Adams will take the snap under center, hand it off to Mahoney on the end around, and he's got a whole bunch of open space. He's quick. He's past the 20, past the 30. Pursuit coming at the 40, past the 50. The other 40, no one's going to get Mahoney on the state championship track team and taking it in from 96 yards. And we have got
the momentum has changed in just the blink of an eye. Mahoney, he must have thought it was March because he just ran a 100-meter dash in about 12 flat. What a play call. Good blocking there on a perimeter. Mahoney, he's got speed. The Hastings High guy had the angle on him, but he just outran him.
And the extra point is kicked and up and good, and it's now 14-10. Beatrice leading Orange, leading Hastings. In the blink of an eye, we've got plenty more to come here from 4-5 and online at Platt.
Whatever the Midwest weather brings, you can rely on a York comfort system to keep your home comfortable all year. York systems are smarter, more connected, and more efficient than ever before, cutting your energy costs by as much as 50%. Plus, all York residential products have some of the best warranties in the industry. Your York Midwest dealer is Rutz Heating and Air in Hastings and Kearney. Go to rutzheating.com, proudly serving the entire Tri-City area. Learn how you can move up to a new line of comfort and efficiency for your home.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Just over a minute after a 54-yard Brody Nelson touchdown, he got an interception, and then 96 yards to pay dirt was Andrew Mahoney for the Orangemen to take their first lead of this ball game. Records don't matter. It's late in the year. Orangemen trying to make the Class B playoffs. Getting ready to kick the ball off for the Orangemen is Diego Rodriguez. Made a great defensive play on that last possession as well. Just waiting for the whistle. Run up and get a nice high kick into it again. Making the catch is Widener, who runs over just inside the 16, running around to the left side, but he's wrapped up by a bunch of Orangemen at the 25-yard line. Better job by Beatrice covering on that kickoff, and that momentum has certainly shifted right now.
Looked like a little bit of miscommunication on the kick return because they had, I think, Sinek out there. wanted to take the return, and it was taken by somebody else in front. So you lose a lead blocker by there. Now you're back at the 25-yard line instead of maybe where they've been starting, towards the 30 or the 40.
Svoboda takes the snap, looking right, pressure coming. He's going to run out of the pocket and throws it. It's going to be tipped around and almost intercepted. Again, two different Orangemen in the defensive secondary had a chance at that one. Svoboda with a lot of pressure now coming from the Orangemen.
Yeah, Svoboda's starting to take a few more chances. That ball he was throwing, he's throwing on the run, so, and his receiver's going the other way. That's a really tough pass to get it going the other way. It was tipped twice, should have been picked off again. They've got to find a way to keep the pocket clean and get his feet under him so he can step into his throws.
Svoboda now looking out into the flats, and Schroeder will make the catch right at the line of scrimmage. Truck sticks one guy, but going to be brought down after a pickup of two. That's the guy that you want to get the ball with some sure hands, but nowhere to go that time.
Yeah, Elliot Jurgens for Beatrice came up. He's the corner there. He was out there on the edge and came up, made the initial hit on Schroeder and was able to slow him down to just a two-yard gain. And that's a nice play by him. He didn't make the tackle, but he messed it up, and Schroeder's a big kid, so good job by Beatrice.
Svoboda taking the snap, looking downfield again, making the catch right at the sticks for the Orangemen is going to be Nate Nordby. And on that last play, we actually saw Schroeder limp off the field, so we're going to see just how much that tackle slowed him up going forward throughout this ball game.
Yeah, hopefully he's okay, but, you know, Nate Nordby came in, he made a nice catch there, and they're going to give him the first down, so good job by Hastings to keep moving the ball. A little better job of a little bit of staying in the pocket, setting his feet, making a good clean throw.
Twins again, both sides for Svoboda, taking the snap, not going to hand it off to Widener, who runs out into the flats, chased out of the pocket, pumps one time, now throws it up, making the grab 5 yards downfield is Leif Holtine, who's going to run over one guy, make another guy miss, and then he's tripped up, and he'll be brought down at the 40 of Beatrice. So a nice little scramble play there that turned into a pretty good chunk of change.
Yeah, and what we talked about in the pregame is Hastings has had, what, a dozen guys catch balls this year, and now we're starting to see some of those guys rotate in, and they've got a lot of athletes, big, strong, tall, fast kids with good hands.
There are a couple of flags down in the backfield, though, and so we're going to see what the call is here. Looks like a couple personal fouls by Beatrice. There was hands to the face and then roughing the passer as well. Good pickup there, despite getting the penalties coming against the defense.
Yeah, that's going to send them clear down the field. I think you can enforce both. So you're going to go about 30 yards down the field. No, they're going to decline the one penalty. They can only take one. So.
And it was already a pickup of 24 to get downfield. So we're going to see where they end up moving this one. Quite a bit downfield. So that's actually going to be down to the 25. So pickup about 40 yards there for the Tigers.
Yeah, that'll help. And if you're Beatrice, you've got to stay disciplined. You know, they're a point of emphasis is late hits, roughing the passers, stuff like that. And refs forgot their flags, so they're going to have to run back. And well, it could have grabbed Jimmy Langens there. But
as someone who's reffed intramurals, I know about leaving the flag back there. And as someone who works with Mr. Jim Langen, yeah, he's going to ask the guy who ran back there pretty quick to pick up that flag for him. Pretty clean game, though, Trent. We talked about that a little earlier. There have been a couple flags, but both teams playing hard, and there haven't been too many penalties outside of some false starts.
Now, just the second penalty by Beatrice there. It's an untimely one, but you know, they are playing a fairly disciplined game.
Svoboda chased out of the pocket, looking right. Now he's going to throw this one up into the end zone, and it's picked off at the 5-yard line. A whole lot of room out front. We're going to see where this one goes. And just a couple guys to beat. Now past the 50, tackled at the 40, making the interception from the goal line. Out to near midfield is Elliot Jurgens.
Jurgens, that's a football name around here in Beatrice. He had about, Svoboda, the Hastings High quarterback, had about four guys just standing by the goal line. Nobody was open. He forced that throw, and Jurgens was in position to make the play and then took the ball. I thought maybe he's going to go another 95 yards for Beatrice, but, yeah, he gets the ball down to the 40, was at the 41-yard line. Beatrice is rolling right now. A lot of momentum on their side. there's a lot of people here in the stands. The crowd's going to get into it. They're going to ride that momentum.
Adams going under center, Twins both sides. Now you're going to see Mahoney come in motion. They're going to hand it off to him again. Dancing around, makes a couple guys miss, but now he's going to be wrapped up after a pickup of four. That time, Hastings did a great job of bottling up the sprinter that is Mahoney.
Yeah, they ran him up the middle of that time, but I can just see from up here the body language from Beatrice is totally different from the start of the game. Start of the game kind of looked like they were just out there to be out there. Now they're jacked up. They're jumping around. They're playing with a lot of heart and a lot of fire.
There's definitely a lot more high fives and fist bumps on that orange sideline than there were a few minutes ago. Mahoney again coming in motion, not going to hand it off to him this time. Instead, they'll hand it off the middle and up the middle and tripped, although there was a whole lot of grass in front of him, is Colton Kelly, and he's running with a mission now too, a little bit harder. Not that he wasn't running harder earlier in the game, but now it seems like there's just a little extra pep.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird how that happens. It looks like early in the game, Beatrice can't move the ball, and now, you know, they're moving it at will on Hastings.
And we've got our first timeout of the ball game. This is going to be a Friesen Ford and Chevrolet timeout. If you're smiling while you're driving, Friesen is the reason. With Friesen Chevrolet in Sutton and Friesen Ford in Aurora, Friesen is where you need to go for that new car to get to the game and back again. Check them out online at FriesenChevy.com and FriesenFord.com. 1:13 to go in the first half. Beatrice leads Hastings 14-10 on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Your friendly Friesen Ford in Aurora is your destination for sales, service, and parts. Friesen Ford has the vehicle you want right on their lot, with a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, and their friendly sales staff to assist you in a low-pressure environment. Come experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today in their state-of-the-art facility located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off of I-80 in Aurora, or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second and two for Beatrice. Adams will take the snap, hand it off up the middle with Kelly, who's got the first down a little bit more, making a couple guys miss, and wrapped up inside the 30. So just needed 2 yards to go, picks up five on the play instead.
Boy, he's running hard. He's running through arm tackles. Hastings, what they did early in the game, did a nice job of wrapping up one-on-one, using their body, using their arms. But now looks like they're doing a few more arm tackles. Kelly's running a little harder.
Minute four to go in the second quarter, and Beatrice takes their second timeout. It's another Friesen Ford and Chevrolet timeout. We're going to keep it right here, though. What has this momentum change done? Obviously, we've seen the two interceptions thrown by Swoboda for Hastings, and Beatrice scored on their last two possessions, both on big plays, because it was a 54-yard run, and then it was a 96-yard run. Beatrice obviously trying to score again going into the half, knowing that they get the ball to start the third quarter.
Yeah, body language is key here. There's Beatrice looks like they want to be out there playing with a lot of heart, a lot of fire. They're coming off the snap a lot faster. They're running through arm tackles. It's completely changed how they're playing. Instead of just kind of going through the motions and doing stuff, now they're going, they're making the extra effort. Hastings has got to respond here.
First down and 10 at the 27-yard line. Dakota Adams under center, motion coming right to left, and now he's going to follow all of his blockers out to the left. He's tripped up just outside the 20-yard line. They are going to give him the 20. So clock under a minute, first down or second down, and three upcoming.
So the clock's ticking now. They've used two timeouts, 47 seconds, a little bit of hurry up. You're going to have to have a couple plays called at a time now because you don't have time to huddle.
Mahoney coming right to left. They're not going to. They are going to run a. The whole lot of guys moving around. They did hand it off to Mahoney, who's brought down a yard behind the line, and looks like another timeout coming. That's the final timeout for Beatrice. Another Friesen Ford and Chevrolet timeout. With the clock running there, I think they've got a kicker who can hit it from here, Trent. But with doing another running play there, if you don't pick up a first down or get out of bounds, you know that clock's going to run, and now they're out of timeouts.
So I don't know if they have this in their playbook, but Hastings is flowing so hard downhill that what I would do is I'd come out of this timeout. I'd run a trick play. I'd run that jet sweep to our side so your quarterback's running to the right, and you'd bring a backside tight end across and send him to the end zone. I think he'll be wide open. Now it's a close game. I don't know if you want to risk the turnover, but sometimes you're 1-6. You take that chance. All I'm saying is it's there.
31 seconds to go in the half. Three timeouts for Hastings, none for Beatrice, who leads 14-10. third down and three from the 20-yard line of Hastings. Adams under center, motion coming left to right. Flags coming in before they can get the snap off. And they are going to move the chains, exactly what Beatrice did a little while ago. Hard count, or exactly what, yeah, what Hastings had done a little while ago. Beatrice gets the hard count and gets the first down, so that'll move the chains, some extra downs to try to get in before the end of the half.
That's a big-time penalty because they just moved the ball 5 yards without having to run any clock off. Hastings, you've got to be disciplined. Watch the ball on defense. You're not listening to cadence. You're watching the ball. Now Beatrice, a fresh set of downs. They can do some different stuff. But the main thing is either get out of bounds or throw the ball away.
Mahoney coming right to left, and Adams is hit in the backfield, but he does pitch it behind him, although that running back is going to be brought down in the backfield. Brody Nelson, clock running now, 21 seconds. Orangeman getting quickly to the line, trying to run a very quick play. Looks like Adams is trying to get everyone to clock it once he gets there. Not a lot of hurry to get there once they got there. He took plenty of time, actually ran off 10 seconds just trying to get everyone organized to clock it.
Yeah, coming out of a timeout, I know it was a while ago, but you want to have two plays called. And I know it's hard for high school kids. It'd be hard for me to remember two plays, but you want to have something on your wristband for late situations where you can line up and you can run some spread, no huddle stuff towards the end of the half because, yeah, like you said, they took a lot of time clocking that ball.
13 seconds to go in the half, third down and 12. We're going to see what plays they come up with here, because if they get tackled in bounds, that clock's going to be running and might run out on them. So we're going to see what Adams does under center. He's looking to pass, got twins this side, throws it up to the end zone, and he's got a guy at the goal line, and it's caught and in. Andrew Mahoney with his second touchdown, this time through the air, making the grab from 17 yards out.
And just when you thought Beatrice was down and dead in that first quarter, they respond with three straight scoring possessions. They've been forcing turnovers, and that time Dakota Adams dropped back, and Mahoney, the track star, he just beat the corner and went up, made the nice catch, came down, completed it to the ground, no question about it. Beatrice is rolling right now. Hastings has got to come back and respond in the second half. Beatrice gets the ball when we come out of the break.
And with 9 seconds to go in the half, it's now Beatrice 21, Hastings 10. We'll have the end of the first half here on The Breeze 94.5 and online at Platte River Preps next.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
The Breeze 94.5.
Hastings was leading this game with 4:44 to go in the half by a score of 10-0. But since that time, Beatrice has scored three times and now leads 21-10, 9 seconds to go in the half. So we'll see a kickoff, and Hastings does have all three of their play or all three of their timeouts. So we'll see if they try to get more than just the one play out of it. But this has been a huge momentum shift in favor of the home team, Beatrice Orangemen, and we're going to see Rodriguez get his foot into it again. This one's going to be a squib kick going around, caught by Widener at his own 20, dancing around following a couple blockers. He'll get to the 35, and he's drugged down at the 38-yard line, so good field position, but that burned a lot of clock, and only one play possible now with 3 seconds to go in the first half.
So obviously you have two options here. You can go for the Hail Mary or run a hook and lateral, or you can take the knee and get out of here and go back and work on some adjustments for halftime. But looks like they're going to come out and they're going to go for it. They've got big targets. They're going to try to use them.
And now we see taking the snap back there. Everyone downfield. This ball is going to be just running forward with it. Is Swoboda, and he's going to go past the 50, past the 40 on the spin. The ball popped out this time, and now it's picked up. Going to the far side of the field, but now is tackled is Shoemaker. That was a play that was so slow developing that I didn't think Swoboda was even going to try to go anywhere. Then he picked up about 20 yards on the play before coughing it up, and That will get us to halftime, where Beatrice on Parents Night leads Hastings 21-10. We've got the Ravenna Sanitation, or the We've got the Allen Superstore halftime show coming up here on The Breeze, and plenty of breakdown. We've got scores from around the area, also some stats to give you breakdown going into what we're going to see in the second half. It's the Allen Superstore halftime show coming up next on The Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up, and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're the U. Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. With the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze 94.5.
We're at halftime in Beatrice, where the Orangemen lead the Tigers of Hastings 21-10, scored three times in the final 5 minutes of the second quarter. This is the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Let's take a look at how we got here. The game started off with Hastings being absolutely dominant on both sides of the ball, starting out with the ball and scoring eventually on an 11-yard Jacob Schroeder reception. Great pass that time by the quarterback for the Tigers, Alex Swoboda, and that was going to be something that we thought we would see through the rest of the half, and then Beatrice would change that late. But before we got there, it was a field goal by Mikey Hernandez on the very next possession for the Tigers to take a 10-0 lead going into the second quarter, and they held that lead all the way up until the final 5 minutes of the half, where it was all Beatrice from there, because Brody Nelson for the Orangemen scored on a 54-yard misdirection end-around, and then you started to feel that momentum start to go towards the Orangemen, because there was an interception by Brody Nelson on their own 4-yard line. And the very next play, it was the track star Andrew Mahoney running 96 yards to give the Orangemen the lead, and he left everyone in his dust. And then after another interception, it was this time by Elliot Jurgens, which is a football name down here in Gage County. It was a 17-yard Andrew Mahoney touchdown reception this time to give us that score of 21-10. That was with 9 seconds to go in the half. And Hastings is going to have to play defense coming out into the second half after Beatrice ran off 21 straight. So that's where we are right now. Let's take a look at a few scores going on around the area on the scoreboard. And just want to let you guys know that if you have if you're at another game, we'd love to hear it. Get the score updates, call or text updates to 308-646-0506. We'll add it to our live football scoreboard at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can also use the hashtag NEBPreps. Jeff and the gang will take care of everything and get it all on there. Looking at Class A, it's number 6 Lincoln High leading Kearney 21-7 in the second quarter. And it's Lincoln Southwest leading number 5 Grand Island 7-0 in Class B. Grand Island Northwest leads Crete 6-0 in the second quarter. Like we said here in Beatrice, it's the Orangemen leading Hastings, ranked number 10, 21-10 at halftime. Lexington is all tied up with C1 Cozad in the second quarter. A battle of top 5 teams. It's number 4 York and number 5 Seward. Seward is leading in that one, 8-7 in the second quarter. And C1 over on ESPN Tri-Cities, both 1460 and 1550 this week. It's the full ESPN Tri-Cities. Adams Central is leading Kearney Catholic 14-13 in the second quarter. Fillmore Central leads Central City 14-8 in the second quarter. Number 1 Aurora leads Milford 28-0 in the second quarter. Also in the second quarter, Holdridge leads Minden 14-13. It's at halftime, where Gothenburg and Ogallala are all tied up at 14. O'Neill leads Broken Bow 8-7 in the second quarter, and Ord leads Valentine 14-0 in the second quarter. In Class C2, over on 1230 AM KHAS, a game with some district title implications. At the half, it's number 8 Donovan Trumbull leading St. Cecilia 3-0. both of these teams need to look at getting a win in order to try to win that district title. In the second quarter, it's Grand Island Central Catholic leading Gibbon 16-6. Wood River leads Hershey 28-0. Number 9, St. Paul leads Centura 6-0. Number 4, Sutton leads Superior 46-0. They have absolutely spanked opponents throughout this year other than their one loss to top team Centennial, where they had, I believe, 6 turnovers in that ballgame. C1 Fairbury leads Sandy Creek 13-6. And North Platte St. Pat's leads Southern Valley 21-12. Looking at 8-man in Class D1. Still looking for an Ansley Litchfield Elm Creek score. If you have that, use the hashtag NEVPreps, or you can call or text that update to 308-646-0506. Over on Power 99, it's Arcadia Loup City leading Amherst 26-0 in the second quarter. The sources let me know Arcadia Loup City has 5 turnovers in the game already, but the Rebels lead the Broncos 26-20 in the second quarter. BDS leads Cross County in the second, 14-6 at halftime. It's Nebraska Christian leading Ravenna. The final, Palmer over Shelton, 50-6. And at the half, it's Burwell leading South Loup. That's number 3 leading number 4, 21-6 in D2. We're still looking for an Axtell Lawrence Nelson score, so if you could pass that along, we'd appreciate it. Get that score up on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kennesaw at the half leads Blue Hill, 50-0. Elwood defeated Loomis already, 64-26. And Overton leads Bertrand, 14-6 in the second quarter. And in 6-man at the half, it's Wilcox Hildreth leading Sumner Eddyville Miller 20-6. And then 3 finals where McCool Junction defeated Dorchester 69-8. Number 1 Harvard defeated Silver Lake 79-8. And Red Cloud defeated Heartland Lutheran 34-29. Plenty more to come here on the Allen Superstore halftime show, where Beatrice leads Hastings 21-10 on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
We're the you get more Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping center around you. Stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With it, you get more. Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Beatrice, where the Orangemen lead the Tigers of Hastings 21-10. We're going to get some stats here in a minute from Friesen Ford and Chevrolet. These are the Friesen Ford and Chevrolet halftime stats. If you're smiling while you're driving, Friesen is the reason. With Friesen Chevrolet in Sutton and Friesen Ford in Aurora, Friesen is where you need to go for that new car to get you to the game and back again. Check them out online at FriesenChevy.com and FriesenFord.com. These are the Friesen Ford and Chevrolet halftime stats.
Yeah, let's take a look at Hastings to start. Austin Swoboda, quarterback, 14-20, 190 yards. He's got 1 touchdown and he's thrown 2 interceptions, also added 18 yards rushing, most of those coming on that last play of the half. Carson Shoemaker, just 2 carries, 9 yards, 6 catches, 96 yards through the air. Zayden Widener, 7 carries, 24 yards. Tate Pfeiffer, 2 carries, 7 yards. Jacob Schroeder, 4 catches, 55 yards, and a touchdown. Quentin Sinek, 1 catch, 3 yards. Leif Holtine, 1 catch, 24 yards. Nate Norby, 1 catch, 8 yards. The Hastings Tigers have thrown for 190 yards and ran for 58 on the ground, 248 yards total in that first half. Taking a look at Beatrice, Dakota Adams just 1 of 3 for 15 yards, but it was a touchdown to Andrew Mahoney, who also has 7 carries for 115 yards and a touchdown. Brody Nelson's added 3 carries, 54 yards and a touchdown. And Colton Kelly, 9 carries, 34 yards. And the Beatrice Orangemen have ran for 210 yards as a team, just 15 yards passing.
Well, it's nice whenever you can get all of your passing yards come on a touchdown.
Yeah, 1 for 1. It's really efficient. That quarterback rating, I don't know how to calculate it, but I'm sure it's really high because 1 for 3, maybe that's going to hurt a little bit, but yeah, touchdown.
And that 2 of their touchdowns have come with Andrew Mahoney. We knew coming in that he had some speed, and that was one of the guys that the Orangemen were going to try to get to. But that speed is for real when you see it on a football field.
Yeah, I'm sure when Seward looks at the film next week, they're going to play Beatrice. They're going to see Mahoney running. Their eyes are going to get big because his speed just pops off the screen. Really fast player for Beatrice. You can see why they're so successful in track. Just got a lot of good kids out there.
More to come from the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Going to break down a little bit of what we saw from both teams in the first half. Also preview the second half with what we expect. All that coming up as the Beatrice leads Hastings 21-10 at halftime on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Feeling like you need to go out of town for the best value on your new furniture? Why waste your time when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
At B&B Carpet, every day is the right day to get a great deal on quality flooring with our special 12-month financing. So if you're wondering when or where to get that new look, let our flooring professionals help you select the flooring that's right for you and your budget. Our quality installers will have you living in comfort in no time. So come on in today or tomorrow to B&B Carpet and Donovan and see why people say that's where we always go.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back into the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Both teams are 1-2 in their district, so they would need York to lose and then get a little bit of help, because you are going to see next week where Beatrice does play Seward. Seward has an 8-7 lead over York right now. So that's one of those that if Beatrice wins and then wins next week, and York happens to lose in their season finale, you could start to see some tiebreakers happen. York definitely has won more games over the course of this season. Although Beatrice, if you run off these last three, you've got a chance to make the playoffs in Class B. And Hastings, at 3-4, definitely needs to win at least one more to guarantee themselves a spot in the playoffs.
Yeah, and Hastings has had a really tough schedule, but Beatrice has too. And there's Beatrice starting to come on as a football team. If they get one of these two wins, they'll get in the playoffs, because I think I looked and they're sitting about 22nd or 23rd in Class B. And, you know, a win over Seward or Hastings, who's in the top 10 in points, that's going to bump you up a lot.
Seward right now 6-1 on the season and leading York, like we said, at the half, 8-7. So Beatrice obviously hosting Hastings in their home finale at Seward next week. It doesn't get any easier for the Tigers, because they are at Beatrice and then next week at Grand Island Northwest, who has played arguably the hardest schedule in Class B, because Aurora, who dropped down to C1 and is a perennial power in Class B, they still have them on the schedule. So it gets a little harder in that regular season finale for the Tigers, but drop the last two, still probably in. Definitely if they split them, And a lot of ball game left here the way they started out. All that momentum, it shifted towards Beatrice, but I could definitely see Hastings making a good run coming out of halftime.
Yeah, and for Hastings, don't get worried. You're down 21-10, but you've got a lot of athletes that can do a lot of things in space. One thing I'm seeing is they're going for the home run way too often. They're trying to get the big play. They're trying to get it all at once. That first drive of the game, they went 10 plays and took 4.5 minutes off the clock. And after that, what they tried to do is they hit on a couple long plays. They hit Schroeder, they hit Shoemaker, and they hit him in seams. But those have closed up a little bit. So they're running a lot of just go routes and stuff in the flats. They're going to have to try to find some stuff over the middle. They're going to have to run some slants, some curls, maybe a post, short post somewhere in there. Do some different things to get going. They're not having a lot of success on the ground, only 58 yards rushing, but you're still going to have to find a way to run the ball, especially if you want to look past this game and you're looking towards the playoffs and you want to get a win somewhere along the line in the playoffs, a win or two, you want to keep your season going, you got to be able to run the ball, and you got to be able to move the ball through the air as well. But like we said, you can't just go for the home run every time. Maybe find a check down. Maybe, make your reads. Maybe throw the ball away once in a while.
As the Beatrice marching band takes the field here, still plenty of time in halftime, and we'll have more from the Allen Superstore Halftime Show coming up on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I'm from Hastings, Nebraska. I've been here several generations. My grandmother was the youngest of 11, and she was the first of those 11 to be born here at Mary Lanning. Both of my parents were born at Mary Lanning, as was my brother and I. So, yeah, Mary Lanning's always been very important to our family. I went off to medical school, and I discovered my passion for surgery. And when a couple of the surgeons here in town retired, I was able to come home and bring my family. I've always loved Hastings. These are the people that helped raise me as a small community. It's your family, it's your friends, it's your neighbors. And having such supportive people around you just makes your life more meaningful. I'm very proud to be able to take care of people here.
I'm Shelley Ferris, General Surgeon with Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Take a look while we've got a moment at what's coming up on the stations of Platte River Radio, beginning here with the Breeze 94.5 over the weekend. Obviously, we're here in Beatrice, where Hastings and Beatrice are playing some high school football, but tomorrow is going to be some college football. Pre-game at 6 a.m., kickoff at 11. Nebraska is at Northwestern. Fired, Trenor, you fired, you shook your hands a little bit. Is that one that you're ready to get going?
I'm ready, because Adrian Martinez, he's starting to play like the top 100 player recruit that he is. He didn't play his whole senior year. He moved the ball down the field. He's had back-to-back games of over 400 yards total offense. That's exactly what the Scott Frost quarterbacks do. They move the ball down the field, and I think it's going to translate into some points now.
And any other Husker breakdown?
I'm just excited. I know we're 0-5, but I just feel like we're on the precipice of breaking through, and not a lot of people see it coming. Northwestern, they've struggled a little bit this year. Watched them play opening night, beat a Purdue team who, well, knocked the socks off of us. But, you know, that was earlier in the year, and we're getting a lot better. We're in the right direction. We're here in Beatrice, and we heard that Cam Jurgens, he's going to move to offensive. He's going to play center next year. And that's just the type of moves that get you excited, because you're taking athletic guys and you're putting them in the right spots.
And I'll tell you what, right now this Beatrice Orangeman team is taking some athletic guys and putting them in the right spots. That's why they've got a 21-10 lead. But following the Husker football game tomorrow and postgame, we'll get some Husker volleyball as they are at rival Penn State. Pregame 6:30, first serve at 7. We're still working on our schedule for next Thursday and Friday because there is high school football. Next Friday, if we do not have high school football, we will have Nebraska at Wisconsin College Volleyball pregame 7:30, first serve at 8. And then next Saturday, which is October 20th, Nebraska hosts Minnesota. That pregame will be at 9:30 in the morning, kickoff at 2:30. Looking at some of our other stations, 12:30 a.m. KHAS, where St. Cecilia and Donovan are currently playing. That game is in the third quarter. Donovan Trumbull leads St. Cecilia 3-0. And then tomorrow it's Hastings College hosting Midland, pregame at noon, kickoff at 1 o'clock on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Also tomorrow on ESPN Tri-Cities, it's a college football triple header beginning at, trying to see when those games start, or it's just a double header. See if I can figure out how to read here going through the Allen Superstore halftime. But on ESPN Tri-Cities tomorrow, it's a doubleheader. Michigan State at Penn State, pregame at 2, kickoff at 2:30. And then Wisconsin-Michigan, the nightcap, pregame at 6, kickoff at 6:30. And then Sunday football on ESPN Tri-Cities is going to be Bears and Dolphins at noon, Jaguars-Cowboys at 3:25, and then Chiefs-Patriots at 6:30 or 7:20. Going across there, but that Chiefs-Patriots game is one that I know I'm excited about, Trent. You got Patrick Mahomes, you got Tom Brady, and you got a lot of points that could be going up in that ball game.
Yeah, Mahomes is just a special, special talent. We've never seen anything like it. He can move, he can throw the ball. I think I saw one incompletion. It went 75 yards in the air. His dad was a pitcher for the Mets and a couple other teams in the 90s. He's a really special athlete. And obviously, on the other side, you got Tom Brady, who's, you know, the GOAT. presumably, you know, five Super Bowls.
And we've seen through this game, we talked about Schroeder and what he does as a big 6'5" guy, the way he goes up and gets the ball. And we'll see a couple really good tight ends that can go up and get the ball with Kelce and Gronkowski in that one on Sunday. But actually in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes, first-year starting quarterback, even though he's not a rookie, first-year starting quarterbacks are having quite a year in the NFL.
Yeah, between you got Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Baker Mayfield. He's taking the Browns and making them look like a football team.
He's taking the Browns and making them not look like the Browns right now.
Yeah, and they acquired a lot of talent, and I think they're maybe on their way to doing what the 76ers did in the NBA. It didn't necessarily tank, but they didn't win a lot of games. Acquired a lot of talent, a lot of draft picks, and now they're starting to grow into a really decent team. Should be maybe a 7-8 win team this year and a good program going forward.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take one more timeout, and we'll give the final breakdown on what we see coming out the second half for Hastings and Beatrice for Parents Night in the House of Orange, where the Orangemen lead the Tigers 21-10 on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show on The Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Feeling like you need to go out of town for the best value on your new furniture? Why waste your time when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Look, Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Gary Michaels has beautiful new fall clothing for men and ladies arriving daily. Ladies, purchase a regular price item and get the second 30% off. New Brighton items reduced to half price. Men, purchase any suit or sport coat and pant combo at regular price and receive a shirt and tie free. A $105 value. Just in, new Johnston & Murphy shoes. All footwear now 10% off. Also, book your wedding now at either Hastings or Kearney location and receive 10% off the entire wedding party. Fall savings going on now at Gary Michaels.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Closing things up here in the last couple minutes of the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen's Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Just about a minute and a half to go here in halftime. We had the marching band. Now you got the little dancers all in the little pink shirts. That's always exciting, Trent, when you got the involvement, not just at the high school level, but the elementary kids getting out there. The future Lady Orange on the field right now.
Yeah, that's fun for them. The little dancers get to go out, and they get to dance and get a feel for what a crowd's like, and gives them a little motivation to work on their dance moves, getting their footwork down right, looking up to those older girls. They're good role models for them, and they're doing a nice job right now. I like the music, too.
Even more fun, mom and dad get some videos to use at graduation later on down the road. But talking about motivation coming into the second half, what do we see Hastings, who's obviously going to start trailing in this one and on defense, what do the Tigers need to do coming into the second half?
They've got to get Shoemaker going. Carson Shoemaker, early on in the game, he's got 96 yards receiving already, but those last couple possessions, they went away from him. So now get him going in the run game, maybe on some sweeps or maybe up the middle. Find him out in the flats, get him going on the seams, get him involved a little bit more.
And then for Beatrice, obviously, took all kinds of momentum into the break, scoring again on with 9 seconds to go. Three straight possessions, two of them off of turnovers, and they'll start with the ball. What do you see coming out for Coach Eckert and the Orangemen?
Keep playing your hard-nosed defense, but offensively for Beatrice, they want to shorten this game up. They're up 21-10, two possessions, and take your time, get into your huddles, keep eating up clock, and keep running as hard as you did in the first half. Colton Kelly really got going, only carried the ball 9 times, so he should be fresh. And then you go to Kelly, you go to Kelly, and then all of a sudden Nelson on the outside, Mahoney on the outside, and Dakota Adams did show the ability to throw, just 1 for 3. One of those being a he went to clock the ball, so you know really he's completing 50% of his passes. So what they want to do, get the ground game going, shorten up the game. Come out on this first possession because they're going to take the ball, try to get good field position, and if you score here, you can almost put it away.
You talk about making sure they're running the ball, trying to run clock. They only put the ball up 3 times. One of those was a touchdown. Another one was clocking it. So not like they're going to try to sling it around anyway. But the second half is off, catching the ball just inside his own 18 for the Orangemen. Now he's going to run it out to the 30 where he's wrapped up on that other side. Looked like it was, trying to still find who that was over there. Couldn't hear the guy up top either way. But Orangemen with the 11-point lead take over to start the second half at the 31.
Yeah, good field position. You're not in your own shadows of the goalpost out there to the 30. If you're Hastings now, you got to make a play. We saw earlier in the game their defensive tackles. They were doing a good job of beating the blocks one-on-one. Well, now you've got to make some tackles. You've got to stop Beatrice on this possession. That's key.
Adams under center, going to hand the ball off on the motion coming from left to right, and that's going to be Brody Nelson, who makes a nice pickup to start the second half. Gain of 6.
And he ran through an arm tackle in the backfield, and that's what I'm talking about. Hastings has had the opportunity to stop Beatrice in the backfield, but they're not wrapping up. You don't have to bring him down yourself. Just hold on and wait for help if that's what it takes.
Like you said, trying to take up a lot of clock. It's not like Beatrice, other than late in that half, was hurrying to the line. They take a lot of time in the huddle. And then coming up, getting Dakota Adams under center. Motion coming right to left with Mahoney. They won't hand it off to him, but they will hand it off up the middle with Kelly, who is running like a man right now. First down, going to pick up 5 more after that, and he'll be brought down just shy of the 45. Kelly was running really hard at the end of that first half, and he does so again to start the second half.
That's a man's run from Colton Kelly. He just a little ISO to the right side, fullback took on the linebacker, and then Kelly took on a tackler and then another tackler and just kept those legs churning, got a good 7 yards. He's averaging 4 yards a carry, and you can average 4 or 5 yards a carry. It's really good as a ball carrier.
Took 3 possessions to get a first down for the Orangemen in the first half. Takes 3 plays that time. Mahoney coming right to left on motion. Not going to hand it off to him, but they will go up the middle with Kelly, who's swung down after a gain of 1, making the grab there for the Tigers is Blake Davis flying through.
Yeah, good job by Davis there. And that's what I'm talking about. He came through. He wrapped up. He didn't allow the extra yards that Kelly had been getting by turning his legs. He came. He drove his legs as the tackler and was able to bring him down. Now it's 2nd and 8. Much better position than where they were before, you know, getting in those 2nd and shorts.
Dakota Adams taking a while to get under center. Taps the center. Now he's going to get motion coming left to right with Mahoney. And he will now run it on a reverse the other way, and getting knocked back by his own guy is Brody Nelson. But he will get to the edge and gets about to the line of scrimmage. That was one that Nelson had the edge, got backed up by his own guy, and then it ends up being only a loss of 1.
Okay, so there for Beatrice, they had the play drawn up, and it worked really good. 59, Zach Hoffman, the lineman. I'm not trying to pick on you here, but you're running. You're not blocking anybody. So at that point, you need to get upfield, and the ball carrier needs to get upfield because, yeah, you can run east and west a long time, but that just gives the defense more time to get over there and make the tackle.
And as we talked about the field conditions before the game, it's now 44 degrees and a heavy mist just came on over the field. And this is one we can actually barely see the Hastings crowd on the other side of the field. Adams does go under center, motion coming left to right, pressure coming from the linebacker position. He's going to roll out, being chased down, but he'll throw it just short, not able to make the grab. There is Brody Nelson, who was wrapped up anyway once the ball got there. Fourth down and 9 from their own 45, and looks like a punt upcoming for the Orangemen.
Yeah, it looked like Dakota Adams there. Rolling out to his right side was pretty – he was content with letting that ball go low, because if that ball's a little too high, Hastings is able to maybe get a hand on the ball and maybe take that back for 6, because there was nobody there. So Dakota Adams made the smart play, threw it in the ground. And, yeah, you're right, this miss is something else.
And now the punt does get away, just barely going to be fair caught at the 31-yard line by Nate Nordby. So first possession upcoming for the Tigers. And looking at that miss coming through, not only can we barely see the Hastings Tigers fans over there, it's to where we can barely see some of the sideline as well, just across the field.
Yeah, this is kind of cool. Reminds you of about 10 years ago when USC was, you know, top 5 every year, and they'd go up to Corvallis, Oregon, and they'd play Oregon State. That's exactly what it looks like right now.
And now we're going to see the first Tigers possession. Swoboda takes a snap and shotgun, looking over the middle. Plenty of time. Instead, he's going to run out into the flats and throws it over there, making the catch at the 40.
Shoemaker out there in the flat, yeah.
Shoemaker. So, yeah, that's going to be bring up a second down and 3. Nice job by Swoboda. Second down and 1. That's a terrific spot on where they caught that ball. Second down and 1 for the Tigers from the 40-yard line. Again, Swoboda does a great job when he does get outside the pocket finding people, although he does have 2 interceptions in that first half. Motion coming right to left. Instead, they'll hand it off up the middle. No flags came in. They're going to say that there was motion, no, didn't get enough people set, so that's going to back them up second down and 6.
Yeah, we see that a lot in high school football. Anytime there's motion, the cadences and the timing between the center and the quarterback and the rest of the linemen get thrown off a little bit. Something you learn in midget football, which I'd played for the Little Huskers. I don't think they exist anymore, but you learn that you get that timing with your quarterback and you get that all down.
Swoboda takes a snap, looking left, and he's going to throw it right near the sticks, making the grab for the Tigers is Quentin Sinek, and he's made a couple decent grabs, and that's going to be another first down for the Tigers.
And they did a nice job there. We did talk about it during halftime. Instead of just running go routes and stuff in the flats, they're running some button hooks, they're running some stuff over the middle, having a little success here.
Twins both sides for Swoboda, who's looking here to the flats, and now he's going to look over the middle deep, and he's got a guy. It's Shoemaker who makes a catch outside the 30. He makes a juke on one guy inside the 20, and he'll be pulled down inside the 15. That's a nice play. We talked about it earlier, Trent. They're looking for that big play. That time they dinked and dunked and then got Shoemaker downfield.
And that's exactly what happens when you dink and dunk. It brings the defense up. Instead of they're playing home run defense, now they've got to play honest defense. They've got to play up. Shoemaker found the seam. I thought he was going to go. Made a cut. Followed his blocks nice. Got down to the 15-yard line. About a 45-yard gain there.
And now we're going to see a run up the middle this time for the Tigers. So they're going to be inside the 10. Every time they've been inside this red zone, things have obviously tightened up for them, but it worked well. Their first couple possessions put 10 points on the board very quickly back up to the line for that second down and 6.
Nice job running the ball there, and that's exactly what they got to do is get Whitener going up the middle a little bit, makes him match it up a little bit.
Motion coming right to left with Shoemaker, who's got a little bit of the edge, but he's wrapped up. Great job getting the legs for the Orangemen. That was Chase Woltmuth getting into the backfield, although we did see Shoemaker fall forward enough to get them just inside the 5-yard line for third down.
And the first down marker is sitting at the just past the 2-yard line, inside the 2-yard line. So they can get the first down here. It's about 3rd and 4. You don't have to have a touchdown. Try to move the sticks here.
Swoboda getting chased out of the pocket, but he's going to throw it up into the back of the end zone. Did he get his feet in? He did. That's going to be a catch and a touchdown for Quentin Sinek on this near sideline. Swoboda threw that one up. I got a little nervous for another interception, but Sinek gets 6 on the board for the Tigers.
Yeah, Sinek was able to just sneak behind the defense there, and when Swoboda scrambled out of the pocket, it brought the Orangemen defense up, and I don't think they saw him back there, and it was just a little lob play to the back pylon. He was able to come down, got 2 feet in. I could see it from up here through the fog. No problem. Yeah, that's a good pass from Swoboda to Sinek.
And the extra point from Mikey Hernandez is up and good. So now, as we can see that scoreboard barely through the mist over there, I'm telling you, people, this is amazing right now in the House of Orange. 6:46 to go in the third quarter. Beatrice leads Hastings 21-17 on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So the first possession for the Tigers results in 7 points to cut the lead, to cut the deficit down to just 4, 21-17. Beatrice leading and about to get the ball back. We're going to see Hernandez get his foot into it. This one is kicked nice and deep, and making the catch at his own 12 is Mahoney, following some blockers to the right side of the 25, and he's just going to spin out to about the 26. Flags coming in at the very end of it, though. So we're going to see what Mr. Jim Langan, who's the white cap in this ballgame, as we said earlier, we're going to see what kind of call they come up with.
Usually that late. It didn't look like helmet to helmet or anything. Maybe a face mask. It's going to be a holding call on Beatrice. That's a late flag that came in there. So going to back them up 10 yards, and they're going to be at their 15-yard line, which not great starting field position because he just gave up the long touchdown to Hastings, which was a good response by them. But now you can't. It's going to be tough to hang on to that four-point lead all game. You got to make something happen on offense.
So in some decent field position negated by the penalty, and Beatrice going to go ahead and start their second possession on their own 15. Adams under center. Mahoney coming right to left in motion. Said they'll hand it off with Kelly going up the middle. They like to do that misdirection, and Kelly will get out to the 20-yard line, pick up a 5.
Yeah, it's almost like a counter because they'll run the fullback to one side, and then I think they give Kelly just the option to just find the hole and go wherever he wants. Unless they want him to, I don't know if he's coached to do that or if he has free reign. I'm not really sure, but it's working well for him, about 5-6 yards on that play.
Right now, so far, when we see Kelly get the ball in the backfield, he doesn't really pick a spot immediately. He sees what hole is open, so exactly what you're saying there, Trent. Now it's a bunch formation, motion right to left, and they are going to hand it to Brody Nelson to that far side. Some blockers out front. He's going to get tackled. Looks like just shy of the sticks. Another decent spot on that far side of the field. I think that's actually going to move him for a first down.
Yeah, I thought maybe he was a yard short, but yeah, looks like, yep, because the ball's touching the white marker there, and the first down marker's on the other side of that, so that's a first down.
We're going to see the Zebras conference here because the line judge on this, yeah, they're going to move that ball back. Looks like the white cap saw it come down before there. Trying to see across that field from here, I know they've obviously got a better vantage point than us, but the line judges on both sides didn't exactly line up when they got the spot of that ball. So they did back it up, third down and about half a yard, upcoming for Beatrice from just inside their own 25. Looks like one receiver to the far side. Twins very close to the near side for Adams under center. He's just going to run a quarterback sneak up the middle, and he's going to get way more than that half a yard he needed. He's going to pick up 3 or 4.
Yeah, so you don't even need to worry about that spot before because, Adams did what he needed to do. We've seen, I don't know how many quarterback sneaks we've seen in third and one, fourth and ones this year. This is our, I think it's our sixth or seventh game, but I think they're almost 100% conversion rate so far. It's just almost unstoppable.
I think the only real unstoppable quarterback sneak we've seen was Sutton with Jacob Rogers lined up at fullback, and I think they had a couple go for 12 to 20. But Dakota Adams getting it done himself here in a fresh set of downs from their own 33-yard line. Motion coming left to right, all kinds of flags coming in before the snap. There was a lot of Tigers trying to get to that backfield, but it's going to back up the Orangemen anyway.
Yeah, they ran a little motion, which we talk about it, throws off the timing, so Hastings is able to get in there, but play's not going to count. It's a false start on Beatrice. Beatrice got to clean up the penalties a little bit. I believe that's their fifth on the night. Getting up there in the Nebraska football range, Nebraska's averaging over 10 penalties a game, and Beatrice is halfway there so far.
Taking a long time in the huddle are the Orangemen, under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Hastings is trailing Beatrice 21-17. Dakota Adams under center, motion coming left to right, and they are going to hand it off to Mahoney, who's got a bunch of Tigers in the backfield. He stiff arms one, gets to the corner, gets bumped out of bounds. Looks like back about to the original line of scrimmage. So pickup of, and they're going to give him actually a yard pass that. So pickup of 6 for Mahoney.
It's just that same jet sweep there off the edge, and Mahoney's really fast, and there's nothing wrong with 6 yards, I'll tell you that. Mahoney did have that 96-yard run in the first half, so he's just a big play waiting to happen. So got past the original line of scrimmage there, so now you're in second short. Not so bad. Mahoney, yeah, keep chipping away with him and Kelly. Big plays coming.
Second and 9 from their own 29. Motion coming to the near side. They'll hand it off with Kelly up the middle, who's met right at the line of scrimmage. A couple different Tigers diving in there, and one of them making the stick. Ivan Ramirez Bieber, who is one of the guys that makes a ton of tackles for these Tigers.
Yeah, and I want to give credit to Chris Glaze there, because what he did is he got the initial penetration was at the bottom of the pile. He took his guy, and he didn't get let the offensive lineman get his hands into him. He shedded his block, did a nice job right away, was able to wrap Kelly up, and now it's third and long, and the miss is really starting to get heavy here. The fog, it's hard to see across the field even.
I'll just say it right now. We cannot see the visitor's side of the field. We can barely see that far sideline. Adams under center. This time he's going to throw. Rolling to his left, he'll put it up way downfield. Ball disappears into the fog, but it's going to be caught downfield and run out of bounds at the 40. Quite frankly, no idea who caught the ball. We're going to see if he runs out of the miss. That ball disappeared halfway up there. They've got a little better vantage point on the field, but a great pickup there for the Orangemen.
Man, you think it's Halloween with the orange and the black colors and the fog and the mist. I still don't know who caught that ball. I want to give him
looks like
credit.
It was Jace Pethod, number 22, running out of the mist.
Nice route by him, and good concentration to catch the ball through the elements. Good ball by Adams, too. That's only his 5th pass, but it's his 2nd completion. That one went for 35 yards.
Twins both sides for Adams. Motion coming left to right again. And we're going to see flags come in. This is something we have seen quite a bit in this second half with Beatrice running motion, getting backed up 5 more yards again.
Yeah, so maybe a little insight to what Coach Eckert was saying when he said stuff was maybe a little too complicated for him. And I'm not saying it's complicated for him now, but when motion becomes a factor into the offense, they're having a tough time of just, you know, getting the snap and getting the snap count down. It's a little different. You've just got to be patient as an offensive lineman. You've got to know your plays. You've got to know when there's motion, when there's not.
We see Adams back up under center, and this time he's going to roll out to this near side and try to follow some blockers, but he's stuck in the backfield. A couple big guys for the Tigers getting back there, and again, it was Chris Glaze with that penetration right up the middle. Adams was trying to get to the edge but had nowhere to go as soon as he even got close.
That's a big loss for Beatrice. Glaze just shot through. He's starting to take over this ball game. He's got a mismatch there. Beatrice, if they're going to pass or do anything like that, they're going to have to either chip or run a screen play to throw him off or double-team him or do something. But anytime as a defensive tackle you can garner a double-team or that extra running back in for protection is really going to help your defense out, because you don't have to blitz anybody to get penetration.
Second down and 17 from the 47. Motion coming right to left for Adams, and they're going to hand it off again, coming back to the near side, but it's going to be wrapped up immediately in the backfield. Nowhere to go that time for the Orangemen. They made that was Brody Nelson, who had a really good run on that play earlier in the game, but nowhere to go that time.
Yeah, it's all momentum to Hastings right now, doing exactly what we talked about coming up, making plays in space, making tackles in space. Beatrice is no longer running through arm tackles because they aren't arm tackles. They're using their body. They're using good form. They're getting their feet in good position. They're breaking down. And I'm really impressed with how well Hastings has bounced back. Coach Shoemaker, I know he's got a great strength and conditioning program going on, so those guys are going to be in shape. They're going to do what's needed to do.
Third down and 17, Adams under center. Couple hard counts. He's going to roll to his left, putting this one up in the air again. Going to be way over his intended target down there. Again, excuse me, not able to see the numbers on that far side of the field, but either way, it's going to be bring up a fourth down from the other side of the 50 for the Orangemen.
And I thought Austin Nauert had an opportunity to pick the ball off, but it must have been a little bit out of bounds because that ball was way overthrown. No chance for a Beatrice Orangemen player to catch it.
So we're going to see another punt, our first punt of the second half here from the Hastings side of the 40. Beatrice gets a nice punt away. This one's going to go inside the 20 and is going to be fair caught in there by Jacob Schroeder, who is, we'll just call him Sure Hand Schroeder right now, because just about any time he's got his hands on the ball, it's been caught, and there's not a lot getting through there. First and 10 coming for Hastings from their own 18-yard line.
Yeah, Hastings can make a statement here by coming out and moving the ball down the field, putting a touchdown in, because the momentum has shifted back. Halftime came at a really good time for Hastings, because it looks like they've made adjustments and playing a lot better football in the second half.
Now we're going to see Swoboda hand the ball off, coming to this near side, but only going to be a pickup of maybe one on the play for Widener.
Yeah, not much going there in the on the run game. But they've got to do it, or else Beatrice will not be honest on defense. So you've got to keep chipping away with your run game. I know it's not easy to sit and watch runs go for 1 and 2 yards, but it's a necessary evil.
Swoboda with Widener just to his right. Motion coming. Instead, they're going to not hand that off. They're looking deep, being chased out of the pocket. Now he's going to just dump it over to Widener as he's smoked, flying out of bounds. Looks like they're going to give him about to the 30-yard line, and that's going to be a first down for the Tigers.
And that's a lot better job by Swoboda by not just chucking the ball down the field. He ran out to the outside, this near side here, and he found his check down, the running back there. He was sitting at a nice little pocket, just sat down. He's comfortable there, able to move the sticks.
First and 10 from their own 30. Only a minute to go in this third quarter. It has flown by. Trips to the far side. And we're going to see Swoboda look to that far side, going to throw it over. Ball is caught right at the line of scrimmage and then going forward for about 3 yards before getting thrown back. Looked like it on that far side. We're going to see who pops up with the ball. Looks like it may have been Schroeder, and yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah, Sure Hand Schroeder, as you like to call him, made a nice play there. And then once he catches the ball, tough guy to bring down. Big 6'5 kid, athleticism, able to move the ball for about 4 yards.
Second down and 6. Swoboda in the shotgun, twins both sides. Going to fake the handoff to Widener. Instead, he'll throw it out to him in the flats. He's trying to juke one guy. He does get by him past the first down sticks. He'll just put his head down and see what he can get. So he'll get just shy of the 45-yard line, pick up another first down. Only 11 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, and Swoboda is perfect in this third quarter. He is 6 for 6 with 79 yards already in the second half. So he's made the good adjustments that we talked about, not just chucking the ball down the field, finding his guys in the middle and his guys releasing out of the backfield.
We've got one more quarter to go on one touchdown in the third quarter by Hastings. That makes it Beatrice 21, Hastings 17. We're going to get the finale of this battle in the House of Orange coming up next on The Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And it sounds like, as we're hearing come over the loudspeakers, anyone going to those championship games for state softball tomorrow, admission has been waived, Trent.
Well, that's nice of them. I mean, you had the weather for about 4 straight weeks, it seems like, just rain, rain, rain. So, yeah, now the fans can drive out there on Saturday because, you know, a lot of those parents, they got to grab the extra hotel room and do all those things. So nice of the NSAA to waive that admission.
Before we start the second half, I want to remind you, internet streaming of high school games on Platte River Radio's group of stations and on PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. First play of the fourth quarter, going to run out past the 50-yard line for the Tigers. That's a good start as they get ready to try to make that comeback. Only down 4 in the fourth quarter. Carson Shoemaker on the run.
Yeah, Shoemaker, ball wasn't completely on the money, but it was in the range where he could go get it. Good athlete, small, shifty, fast, really good hands. He took the ball at the line of scrimmage, got about 6 yards there. Swoboda still hasn't missed the second half.
And this time they'll hand it off going right up the middle for a first down for the Tigers. That's a really quick play getting up to the line of scrimmage and making the run is Widener, and now they're in Orangeman territory.
Yeah, Chris Glaze, we talked about him on defense, and Caden Adams, two really good blockers there. They led the way there for the running back there, Widener, to pick up the first down. Made it look really easy.
Svoboda going to take the snap, roll out to his left, and he'll throw it downfield. He's got Shoemaker at the 30 with no one around. Past the 10 before he gets pushed out of bounds. There was nobody around Shoemaker on that play. Just a nice little swing out of the flats.
And that's what we saw on the first possession is big plays and getting Shoemaker out in space. We talked about getting him involved in the game, and now he's touched the ball a lot more times than he did in the second quarter. Svoboda is playing much, much better here in the second half than he did in the first half. Hastings looks dangerous right now.
And I do want to give some props to Evan Marora for the Tigers. He pancake blocked his guy after the play was over, picked him back up, let him know that he was the boss on that play for sure. First down and 10 from just outside the 10-yard line. Svoboda takes the snap. He'll hand it off to Widener, who's brought down right at the line of scrimmage. A couple different Orangemen flying in there, and we've seen that definitely happening throughout this game. Adam Reichenberg gets in there and makes the spin tackle.
Yeah, he did a nice job of wrapping up and make sure that Widener had nowhere to go. Now, if I'm Hastings, our red zone threat is Justin Surehand Schroeder, so we want to get him somewhere in the end zone, maybe run a rub play or something to get him out on a corner route, or maybe just get him in a seam route. If you get him on a seam route, got to make sure that ball's high enough he can go get it, but nobody else can.
Running backs of both sides for Svoboda. Now we're going to see Shoemaker run into the flats. They'll hand it off to Widener up the middle, and he's going to pick up, we'll call it 3 yards down to the 7-yard line. Third down and 7 upcoming for the Tigers inside the 10.
And just like the last time they were in the red zone, they don't have to score to get a first down. The first down marker is about the 1-yard line, so opportunity there.
And now we're going to see Svoboda scramble out of the backfield, get right at the goal line. And they're going to say he's in. That's the first time we've seen Svoboda run out of the backfield with a lot of success, and that's going to be 6 points on the board, and the lead is back with Hastings.
Hastings came out, and they responded. A quarterback draw right up the middle. I don't know if it was designed, but Svoboda, really good pocket presence, stepped up in the pocket and ran it in. Looked like it was going to be nothing there, made something out of nothing, and it ends up being a touchdown, and the Tigers take the lead.
Extra point upcoming. Perfect throughout the first part of the game, and it's going to stay perfect. And now we've got ourselves quite the ball game. It's a 3-point lead for Hastings, 24-21 over Beatrice in Beatrice. 9:57 to go in the ball game on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up, and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Breeze, 94.5.
In the fourth quarter, over on 1230 AM KHAS Radio, Donovan Trumbull is leading St. Cecilia 16-7. Again, that game is over on 1230 KHAS. You can get all of our Platte River Radio group of stations games. We've got four of them this week. Sometimes we've got five, sometimes six at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Going to be another long kick now picked up at the 15-yard line for Beatrice, dancing around the 25 and then getting all kinds of pummeled by Tigers. And we're going to see Beatrice, how they respond. They've given up 14 straight points here in the second half. That was Pethod on the return.
Hastings has got all the momentum in the world right now. They got swagger. They're jumping up from the tackles. They're dancing around. They're high-fiving. Now they've got the momentum. So the key is for Beatrice, you've got to come back, and you don't have to get it all at once. There's still 9:51 on the clock. You're only down 3 points. You got a good kicker, so you don't have to go for the home run. Just slow, steady, methodical drive will be just fine here.
We're going to see Adams go up under center. He's only really thrown one downfield, so not a whole lot of home run. They're going for handing it off to Kelly going up the middle, and he picks up four, maybe five right away. This second half, Kelly has put the team on his back with those runs right up the middle. Great push also coming from that Orangeman line.
Yeah, the Orangeman line, they got some big guys up front, but and they're opening up a hole, but Kelly is taking contact, and he's getting that extra 1 or 2 yards after contact, which is really key because he got 5 yards there, and that's you get 5 yards of carry, you're going to get first downs quite often in your drive.
Twins to the near side for Adams under center. Motion coming left to right with Mahoney. Fumbled snap, and now we're just going to see Adams pick it up and run upfield. He's passed a couple guys. He broke a tackle past the 50. He's got one man to beat who just dives and takes out his legs. He'll be down at the 30. Great touchdown-saving tackle by Austin Newart, but a broken play. Dakota Adams picks it up and runs downfield.
36 yards on a dropped snap where it looked like maybe they could have turned the ball over, but the defense, they saw a ball on the ground, so everybody looks at the ground. And then all of a sudden, Adams, he's off to the races almost.
Adams, throughout this year, he's played some running back, plays defense, one of the better athletes here for the Orangemen, and he shows it on that play, first and 10 from the 30 of the Tigers. This time they are going to hand it off to Kelly going up the middle. One of the Tigers has his legs, but he drags him forward, picks up another 5 yards.
Yeah, it's just looking a little easier and easier. Momentum is such a funny thing because it looks like you go from you can't move the ball and then you catch a break on the quarterback fumble Ruski there, I mean, where he just kept it himself. And then all of a sudden you get 5-6 yards with Kelly there on the ISO. Really good blocking there to keep the drive going.
Kelly been the featured back throughout this ball game. Adams under center, motion coming left to right with Mahoney. They're going to hand it off to Kelly again going up the middle. Lowers the shoulder and gets forward. Looks like it's going to be right at the stick. So we're going to see if they have to measure this one or if they'll give it to him. They are going to give it to him. So Kelly, back-to-back runs for 5 yards.
Yeah, we got a ball game on our hands. Kelly running the ball really good. Now the momentum switched back to Beatrice, and they're playing like they're down. Desperation is a funny thing. It makes you play with a little more edge, a little more power, a little more fire. They're not content. They're running over people. They're getting off their blocks a little faster. Doing a nice job moving the ball.
Beatrice not just playing for this game, but playing for their season to get into the playoffs. First and 10 from just outside the 20, handing it off to Kelly up the middle. This time there are all kinds of Tigers, and he stood up at the line of scrimmage, flying in there. Ramirez Bieber again for the Tigers, gets one of the sticks on there, but there was four or five different Tigers on that tackle.
Yeah, defensive end, Life Holtine, he came off his block, made the initial stick, waited for Rodriguez Bieber to come through, and clean up the tackle. So now that play didn't work for Beatrice, going just straight ISO off the tackle because the tackle got beat. But you don't go away from it necessarily. Kelly still running really hard.
Twins to the near side for Adams again going under center. Motion left to right with Mahoney. Now they're going to run it back this way with Nelson, who's got a little bit of room out in front, and they're going to bring him down inside the 10. That's going to be a first and goal for the Orangemen. They've run that a couple different times. Mahoney going to the far side, Nelson to the near side, and that's a first down.
Nelson was one shoestring and 9 yards away from six. He's got really good athleticism, about jumped through that tackle. Just a really nice play call. They've been going middle with Kelly, and then they give it to the speed demon, Nelson, on the outside, and yeah, he almost put it in, first and goal.
Under 7 to go in the ball game, first and goal from the 8-yard line, and now we're going to see Adams just follow blockers around to the right side, lowers his shoulder, looks like just shy of the 5-yard line, but he is some kind of athlete. Adams is a big guy himself running around in that backfield.
Yeah, you can tell he's played running back just the way he runs. He's got really good vision, just a little, I don't know if that was a little, what was that, a little quarterback beer keeper there off the guard. Adams got down on about the 5-yard line, maybe the 5.5, we'll call it. So if you're Beatrice here, you scored earlier from the 15-yard line on a little pass to Mahoney. We haven't seen Mahoney. We haven't called his name for a while. Maybe he's due for a big play.
Dakota Adams, a 6'1", 190-pound junior, leading the Orangemen down the field. They're going to hand it off to Kelly up the middle. He's hit right at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go. Again, three or four different Tiger linemen getting in there, and that's going to give us a third down coming, and we're starting to get to that area where they're either going to score on this play or kick it to tie it, Trent.
Yeah, and maybe here on third down you don't run to the outside because you want to keep that ball in the middle. You want to keep it, you don't want to put it on the hashes.
running a lot of time off the clock here, because when the last time that Hastings scored, there was 9:57, so 10 minutes. The Orangemen have run off almost 5 minutes on this drive alone right here. Going to have a third down and goal from the six. Same formation upcoming. Adams going under center. Twins to the near side. Wing back on that far side. Mahoney coming in motion, and they are going to hand it off to him going outside. He's got one guy in the back with him who spins him around, and it's going to go. He's going to go out of bounds, but because he was going backwards, that clock is going to continue to run. So, Trent, as you were saying, they probably wanted it in the middle if they're going to try to kick it. Going to be off that far hash, and looks like where he went out of bounds is about the 8, 8.5 yard line.
Yeah, so if I'm thinking about that, I might have flip-flopped those play calls on second down. I run to the outside, and then on third down, I run back to the left. Maybe the kicker's more comfortable on the right hash, but probably not. So you're going to line up for about a 17, 18-yard field goal?
Well, with the end zone, we're going to call that a 25-yard field goal upcoming, and the foot gets into it. That's low and driven, and seeing where that goes, they're going to say it's good. The field goal through the uprights, and that's going to be a tie ball game. 24-24, 4.5 to go in the ball game right here, and we're going to have the epic finale coming up on The Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B, and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
The Breeze, 94.5.
On the 27-yard Diego Rodriguez field goal, that gives us a tie ball game right now, all at 24. In the second half, Beatrice has put up 3 on that very last play. Hastings has put up 14, 4.5 to go in the ball game. The Orangemen just ran off 5.5 minutes, so this could be the last possession if Hastings were to run it down, or possibly just one more possession each. And this is playing not just for this ball game. Beatrice is playing for their season. Hastings needs to win one more to guarantee themselves a playoff spot. Plenty to come. This is big boy Class B football.
And the way that Hastings is running their quick-paced offense, they have the opportunity to not take a lot of time off the clock. They can if they need to, but if it's not working for them, they've got 3 timeouts. Maybe they can get the ball back, but it'd be best to just score here.
Deep kick caught at the 5. There's a lot of room out front. Now past the 40, past the 45 is Shoemaker, who's going to dance around. He's got a lot of room out in front of him. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. There's no one going to get him. This ball is going to be returned 95 yards. The ball game just got tied up, and Hastings, Shoemaker, takes it 95 yards to take the lead.
What a play by Shoemaker. He looked like he was wrapped up at about the 40-yard line. He made the cutback.
Oh, there's a flag at the 35.
No.
There's a flag at the 35 and another one at the 47. All of that negated by Shoemaker's great run. He got wrapped up at the 50 and then spun around, reversed field.
Man, that's tough. That's a tough break for Shoemaker.
That hurts the momentum more than had he just got brought down at the 35-yard line, because that's a gut punch that to know that you had the lead, and then that penalty brings you all the way back. They're going to have the ball first and 10 on their own 25.
That was an impressive run by Shoemaker. I'll just forget about the penalty there. He was on the far side, was wrapped up, spun around, cut back, went all the way across the field, outran everybody. Yeah, you could see the energy coming from Hastings on the play, but you know what? It gives you a little bit of thought in the back of your mind that you could do it again, because you have athletes all over.
I got chills as he ran out of that pile. Instead, it's going to be first and 10 for the Tigers. They'll hand it off and be going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go for Widener in the backfield. It's going to be a loss of 1.
Yeah, what a change of events. You go 95 yards for a touchdown, and then it's called back, and you come back to the 25-yard line, and you lose a yard on the play. Hastings, you can't get down on yourself just because there was a penalty or you gave up the 3 points on the play before. You got plenty of time. You're just fine.
Now going to take the snap again. Swoboda rolling to his left. A little pressure. He'll throw it out in the flats. It's going to be dropped. That's going to be dropped by Schroeder on the far side of the field. He saw a big hit coming and knew he wanted to absorb the hit, get upfield, but that one goes through the hands, third down and 11.
Yeah, now Swoboda had completed 8 for 8 passes on the in the half, and now he's 8 for 9. That ball hit him right in the chest, right in the hands. Maybe the fog had something to do with it. Maybe it's I saw the hit come and heard footsteps, but that's a play you got to make.
Big third down now for Hastings. Pressure coming. Swoboda rolling to his right, looking downfield. He's going to throw this one up across, and it's going to be tipped and caught to himself. That's a first down downfield, making a great catch and being swarmed by his teammates that look like Nate Norby making the grab.
Great, great, great concentration by Norby. Went up. It was a jump ball. It was a 50-50 ball. He looked like maybe he had the catch, tipped it up to himself, was almost on the ground when he pulled it back in. That's a big-time play by Norby. That's a season changer maybe, because that keeps the sticks going. That keeps the drive going. Nice play by him. Good ball by Swoboda, too.
Motion coming left to right for Swoboda. He's looking downfield, chased out of the pocket to his left. He's going to run all the way out near the sticks. He'll throw it right at the sideline, trying to see if they give the catch over there. And they are going to give the catch. That was Austin Nauert on the catch over there on the far sideline.
And what Hastings didn't do in the first half, they're doing in the second half. When you see your quarterback roll out or scramble to one side or the other, and you're running a deep route, come back to the ball, because that's exactly what he did. He had that little safety out to the far side.
Nauert made the catch right at the 49-yard line, so first and 10 from there. It's going to be handed off of the middle, stuck right away, and that's going to be a loss of one. Or did he get right back to the line of scrimmage? Nowhere to go on that play was Widener, and we've got an Orangeman down. He was in the middle of that big hit. Hard to see a number from here, but he went down right away, so we're actually going to step away as well. 2:45 to go in the ball game. It's all tied up at 24. Hastings and Beatrice on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Your friendly Friesen Ford in Aurora is your destination for sales, service, and parts. Friesen Ford has the vehicle you want right on their lot, with a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, and their friendly sales staff to assist you in a low-pressure environment. Come experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today in their state-of-the-art facility located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off of I-80 in Aurora, or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Zachary Hoffman walking off on his own power, so that's good to see there. Just got, as Trenton, you and I were talking a minute ago, he made the initial hit on that play.
Yeah, came through, made a good play. Really happy to see him get up. And you know, he's a little shaken up, not sure what it could be, if it's a stinger or if it's a, hopefully not a concussion. That's, you know, it's just scary when you have a big collision like that. No, nobody did anything wrong, just part of the game. Looks like he's going to be okay, though.
Second down and 11 for the Tigers from their own side of the 50. Swoboda fakes the handoff. He's going to run around to the left side by himself, dancing past the 50 and up to the 47 of Beatrice. Third down and kind of middle distance right now. We're going to call it a third down and 5 from the 46 of Beatrice. So a little bit of work to do to move the chains here.
Yeah, and that's only Swoboda's second carry of the second half. The first one, 10 yards for a touchdown. That one, 6 yards to get out of trouble there.
2 minutes to go in the ballgame. Swoboda looking downfield. He's going to put this one over the top to Schroeder, who's hit right as the ball gets there, and that's going to be a great pass breakup for the Orangemen. That's Jace Pethod making the breakup on Schroeder, who had everyone beat. That ball just needed a little bit more air under it and a little bit more zip downfield.
Pethod made a nice play. He timed it just right, too. He was not early. He came over on time. Schroeder had an opportunity to catch it. But, yeah, like you said, ball just needed to be a touch farther, maybe a yard and a half farther. And that changes the story. Now they're going to have to punt on fourth down, try to pin Beatrice deep and maybe get the ball back.
2:03 to go in the ball game. Definitely out of field goal range. The punt gets away. And this one is definitely going to go inside the 20, inside the 10. It's going to take a bounce, and they're going to be downed. Looks like where they're at, that's going to be at the 2-yard line. Beatrice pinned very deep on the great punt by Hastings.
That is huge, because now what can happen is you get a bad snap, you get a penalty, you get, you know, Beatrice likes to run a lot of side-to-side stuff. So if you get penetration on those plays, you can maybe win the game on a safety, or, you know, if you do hold them to a three and out, you get the ball back, and you probably got good field position coming back the other way.
A minute 54 to go in the ball game. So if a safety were to occur, then Hastings would have the ball and a two-point lead, be able to run plenty of clock, or go ahead and at least make Beatrice burn their three timeouts. First and 10 from their own two. The last time they were inside their own five, Mahoney took it 96 to the house. Tie ball game, minute 54 to go. Beatrice on parents' night at their own two-yard line. We're going to see an official's timeout running over to the sideline. We're going to see, not sure exactly what Whitecap Jim Langan is trying to talk with Coach Eckert about over there, but what are you expecting from the Orangemen, who did have a fumbled snap on their last possession, although Adams ran it upfield for 36 yards?
What I would do on this first play is just, what I'm calling in the huddle is a quick, silent count quarterback sneak. We've seen it work time and time again. If you come up, quarterback just gives a little tap on the tail pad there, and usually you get about 3 or 4 yards. And if you can get 3 or 4 yards here, that is huge, because you get out of your own shadow, because the quarterback's almost taking the snap in the end zone right now.
Adams coming up under center with Kelly behind him. Twins to both sides. Motion coming right to left with Mahoney. And they are going to hand it off to him, who breaks one tackle and gets them out of danger in the end zone. He's short of the 10-yard line, but that's a little breathing room now for the Orangemen. Second down and 4.
Big relief for them. Quick 6 yards. He's so fast that Hastings didn't have time to get over there and make the play. I think they were expecting what I did, is maybe run something up the middle, but Beatrice has shown they've had a lot of success running with Mahoney and getting to the outside there with Mahoney and Nelson.
That handoff was inside the goal line, so a lot of trust right now for the Orangemen. Motion coming right to left again, and they'll hand it off to Mahoney again, who gets around to the outside. He'll now get down to the 20-yard line. A minute 12 to go in the ball game. That's a couple back-to-back runs. Actually, that time it was Brody Nelson coming on the motion. So a couple back-to-back runs for the Orangemen to get out of their own shadow of the end zone. A minute to go, though. They haven't put the ball up a whole lot. I expect them to continue running the ball here. Back to the line. Adams, Twins, both sides. Motion coming right to left with Nelson. They'll hand it off to him again, who's wrapped up after a gain of about 2. Both teams have all 3 of their timeouts, and looks like, as they're waving their arms, that is what they're going to do. We're going to see a timeout, trying to see who took it. It looks like it was maybe Hastings. Did Hastings take? Nope, Beatrice took the timeout with 54 seconds to go in the ballgame, tied at 24. This is a Freeze and Ford and Chevrolet halftime, or Freeze and Ford and Chevrolet timeout here on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Your friendly Friesen Ford in Aurora is your destination for sales, service, and parts. Friesen Ford has the vehicle you want right on their lot, with a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, and their friendly sales staff to assist you in a low-pressure environment. Come experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today in their state-of-the-art facility located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off of I-80 in Aurora, or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Out of the timeout, Adams under center, motion coming left to right with Mahoney. And they're going to get all kinds of whistles coming in and backing up 5 more yards are the Orangemen. We've seen that consistently throughout the second half. Not a whole lot in the first half, but definitely in the second half. So 53 seconds to go in the ball game, although that should be still 54. But either way, second down and 12 now. Inside their own 20 are the Orangemen.
That's frustrating as a coach, because your timeout's wasted. The play you drew up, you kind of gave it away, so now you got to call something else, and yeah, you wasted your timeout there.
Motion again coming to the near side. They're going to hand it off with Kelly up the middle, and he's going to dive forward for a gain of 4, and we're going to see a timeout this time taken by Hastings. So Hastings burns their first timeout. This is a Friesen Ford and Chevrolet timeout. If you're smiling while you're driving, Friesen is the reason. With Friesen Chevrolet in Sutton and Friesen Ford in Aurora, Friesen is where you need to go for that new car to get you to the game and back again. Check them out online at FriesenChevy.com and FriesenFord.com. Trent, tell us right now, as we got a third down, Hastings trying to get the ball back?
Yeah, Hastings definitely wants the ball back. 47 seconds, and the way Hastings spreads the ball out of the, you know, 5 wide, they run a lot of that out of the gun. they can score in a heartbeat. We got good kickers on both sides. So Hastings, they get the ball back in good field position. They'll have no problem trying a 30 or 40-yard field goal. If you're Beatrice right here, hold on to the football. Try to punt it away. Try to flip the field. You're not taking any chances here. You especially don't want the clock to stop on an incomplete pass.
We've got another big third down. Hastings had their own big third down. Didn't get it. Had to punt the ball away. Third down and 7 for the Orangemen. Motion coming to the near side. Adams now with trips to this near side. He's going to roll to the near side and just follow all of his blockers and stay in bounds. So that's going to let the clock run. But no, we're going to get another Hastings timeout. That's their second timeout. 41 seconds to go in the ball game. Definite punting situation for the Orangemen. We also want to let you know that the Platte River Preps Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet in Donovan. Be sure to log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com to nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl winner will be listed on PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you by B&B Carpet. The reigning athletes of the month are Katie Lindner from Pleasanton and Aiden Wheelock of Minden. That's volleyball for Katie, cross country for Aiden. State cross country coming up this next week. We'll have some reports on Platte River Radio's group of stations from the state cross country meet in Kearney.
All right, big here for Beatrice. Clean snap, clean catch. Don't worry about trying to kick it one side or the other. Just get the ball off your foot and get it downfield.
Adam Reichenberg in to punt the ball away, and he gets up to the 20. A nice high kick, and that's going down to Schroeder, who catches it at his own 40. He'll run it past the 45. He's got a couple blockers out front. He's at the 50. A couple more blockers out in front. He's past the 40, past the 30. Is he going to get shoved out of bounds? Yes, he is, just shy of the 30. So that time we see Schroeder not just fair catch it. A bunch of flags come out on that far side of the field, though.
Oh, boy, you hope that's not on Hastings. A little extracurricular activity, maybe. I don't know. I couldn't see what happened. Great return by Schroeder there. I was going to maybe think, don't take the return because you're going to run some clock off. But, yeah, he had plenty of space out there. Good blocking up front. Still haven't seen what the penalty is. This could be big on their moving.
And it is on Hastings. Personal foul on the end of that play. So that's going to back him up. Where they were, just from watching the extra points, he was going to be very borderline Mikey Hernandez field goal range. Instead, that's going to back him up even more. So with 26 seconds to go in the ball game, Hastings, one final possession, first and 10 from the 34-yard line of Beatrice.
Okay, 34-yard line, one timeout. Don't let the clock run, so you keep your timeout. And do not throw an interception. If you have to, throw the ball away. Make sure it's past the line of scrimmage. But use your options. Hit checkdowns.
Svoboda quickly into the sideline. It's going to be blocked. Not just blocked, but volleyball spiked into the backfield, running through and making the big stop. Is that Jackson Zhang getting into the backfield?
Yeah, good play by him. I do not like that play call because you're lateral. And while you didn't have much space to work there, you're going side to side. You got to get downfield because too much time is going to run off clock. I know you got a timeout, but you want to save it if you can.
Second down and 10, twins to both sides. Svoboda looking to his right. Now he's going to run back to his left. He's got a little green grass out in front of him, but he is going to throw it downfield, sliding in and making a catch. And they're going to say it's incomplete. He was out of bounds. That from here, obviously, that's the far side of the field. Missed not as bad as it is now, but that looked like a fantastic grab by Quentin Sinek.
Yeah, must have had one of his, just a leg or an arm on the white line there because the ref had a better angle from down there. Yeah, from here, looked like he did a nice job of knowing where he was, sliding, making the catch. But it's an incompletion, and Hastings, you got third and 10. You got nothing to lose here. You got 17 seconds. Maybe time to take a shot down the field.
Third down and 10. Svoboda just has one receiver here to the near side. Motion coming left to right. He's going to roll to his left. And now he's going to throw it downfield right at the sideline. And they're going to say he did get the catch and out of bounds. This is going to bring it down with 13 seconds to go just inside the 30. So fourth down, not quite the sticks, but you're definitely going for it here.
So now all of your routes, they have to be at the first down marker or beyond. You do not run anything shorter than that because
we've got Mikey Hernandez in the game. They're going for three to take the lead on this one with 13 seconds to go. No routes. Just trying to kick it This is going to be a 45-yard field goal for Mikey Hernandez. 13 seconds to go in the ball game. Couple guys sitting deep for the Orangemen, and now we're going to get a timeout coming for Beatrice, a Friesen Ford and Chevrolet timeout. We're going to keep it right here just so we don't miss this play, because Mikey Hernandez, from the stats that we have from maxpreps.com, his long on the year is the 19. So I'm not sure if that's actually from the 9-yard line that he kicked it, or if they said he was at the 19. Either way, this is going to be a season long, because the where they have that T set on the field is the 35. So that's a 45-yarder. Wind, just from watching the mist, is going to be in his face.
It doesn't look like it's much of a wind. Now, if you're a coach, you know your players. So, you trust your guys. You know your players. I'm not sure if he has a leg for it. I love sports. These are the reasons I love sports. The opportunities to win a game like this. Hernandez has the opportunity to be a hero.
Both teams with one timeout left, and standing on his own goal line is the playmaker, Andrew Mahoney. Mikey Hernandez is going to have to think about it just a little bit more, because Beatrice spends their last timeout. Coach Eckert knows that this could be the ball game and their season. They need to win at least one more, possibly the final two, to get into the playoffs for Class B. Hastings can clinch a playoff spot with a win today. It all rests on the leg of Mikey Hernandez.
Okay, and one thing, if you're Hernandez, you can't overswing with your foot here, because if that ball is blocked or tipped or doesn't get to the goal line, you've got a track star waiting at the goal line to return it for a touchdown. And a lot of times on these field goal units, you put a lot of guys in who are good at blocking and not necessarily good at covering, so that'll leave a lot of open field. So really important, he just goes through his motions and doesn't overdo it. It's like a golf swing. You don't want to overdo it. You just hit it nice and easy.
And it's a turf here in Beatrice, so it's not like it's a soggy field. We're going to see Hernandez get a good foot into it. But the whistle's blown. No more timeouts for Beatrice. Snap is good. Mikey Hernandez gets it up, and it looks like that's going to be short. It goes into the end zone, but that's short. No 3 points for Hastings. 8 seconds left in the ball game. Beatrice with a chance to either take it to overtime or take one shot at the end zone.
It looked like it was good from about 40 yards, but about 3 or 4 yards short, just shy of the goalpost. He did a good job of getting the ball in the air. It was close to the crossbar. He did a nice job hitting it right down the middle. Good kick there, good hold, good pressure. There's a lot of pressure on these young kids. Hastings young, up-and-coming program. That's a really good try by them.
I do have to say, that was a great kick by Mikey Hernandez, just not enough on it to get in. That, like you said, that's probably good 5 yards up, at least sneaking over the crossbar. But as it stands, 8 seconds to go in the ball game, and Dakota Adams is going to lead the Orangemen offense back out onto the field, as they have so many times. Twins both sides, and he's going to go up under center. They don't spread it out at all with him in shotgun. Adams under center, motion coming right to left, and they're going to roll out with Adams, who's got a lot of pressure in the backfield, almost a hold. He'll heave it downfield, throwing this one away, and that's going to be a Big 12 championship. Texas, 1 second left on the clock. Where that whistle was blown, I was almost certain that clock had run out, but it's a hometown clock, trying to look down there at the back judge who's got the time, and he says 1 second left on the clock too. So one more play here in regulation. Beatrice doesn't score here, or I guess Hastings doesn't get a defensive touchdown. We're going to get bonus football.
Yeah, and maybe Mac Brown's running the clock up there too. But if I'm Beatrice, I want to go out of a shotgun, because the time it takes for the quarterback to drop back, well, it looks like they're just going to knee it.
Victory formation coming here, and we're going to get some overtime football, and we're going to see Adams just kneel the ball down. So before we get to bonus football here on the Breeze 94.5, it's 24 for Hastings, 24 for Beatrice. Overtime coming up on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
The Breeze 94.5.
Ready to get the coin flip to see who's going to get the ball first, what end we're going to play out of in overtime. It's bonus football on the Breeze 94.5, Trent.
Yeah, we talked about the NCAA waiving the fee to get in the softball games, and now they're going to give us a little free football.
Right now, we are on the Breeze 94.5. You can also check us out online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Caleb Henry alongside Trent Auchengay. Steph Brubaker taking care of everything back at the studio. This is the first game we've had that's been within one touchdown at the end of regulation, and it's been tied. Beatrice playing for their entire season. Hastings playing to clinch a playoff spot. And we've got the coin flip there from Whitecap Jim Langan, and it looks like Beatrice has won, so we're going to see what they come out here with, who's got the ball, what side they're playing on. Looks like they're going to probably be playing on that south end zone where we just saw Mikey Hernandez miss the kick that would have won the game.
Yeah, you want to be on defense first. If you're Beatrice, you won the toss, and that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to take – Hastings going to take over in the red zone. They take over on the 10-yard line. Is that right?
I believe they take – and I haven't seen high school – overtime in quite a while, so we're going to see where they put the ball down. I know in college it's the 25. I assume it's not going to be outside of that for sure, so we're going to see where that ball goes down. We're going to learn as everyone else does, because overtime in high school does not happen all that often as much as we see it in the NFL, where they actually kick off and run offenses back and forth for 15 minutes. In high school and college, they set the ball down and they're going to run it in, and yep, just like you said, Trent, they are going to put the ball down. Look where he's walking it, though. That's going to be at the 10-yard line. So they're going to have it from the 10, four plays. First and goal for both teams coming up. We do have a little bit of time that they're going to run off, almost the same way at the end of halftime. They have the mandatory 3 minutes. They're running off 3 minutes right now, 2 minutes still to go in that time. And I don't know. We've had a couple times before where the players have been out onto the field and they just had to let that clock continue to run. We're going to see if they wave off that clock and say, hey, we're ready to play some overtime football.
That's what I think they're going to do. I say wave off the clock and let's roll. Let's play football. Everybody's warmed up. Refs were high-fiving. They're ready to go. Players, this is exciting. This is a lot of stakes on the line for both teams. Beatrice can still sneak in the playoffs. Hastings, they can lock up a really good seed here with a win.
These two teams are 2 hours apart. A lot of times when we talk about that, we talk about teams going west. And, well, today it's Hastings going east. So overtime football, 24-24 all. The teams, you know, we talked about it, the records don't matter. It's 3-4 Hastings who's going to have the ball first. On defense first, 1-6 Beatrice. Very different team than we've seen traditionally, but overtime, ready to go now. Swoboda in the shotgun, and he'll hand it off to Widener going up the middle, who's stuck right away, and that's going to be, I believe he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, so second down and goal from the 10 here in overtime.
They've had little to almost no success going to Beatrice. They've got a good nose tackle up there. He's making plays. Widener just averaging 2.5 yards a carry, so I'm going to look for Swoboda to air the ball out here.
Trips to the far side for Swoboda, and now he is going to look to that far side, throw it into the flats to Schroeder, who lowers his shoulder, but there's two Orangemen there. He's only going to get up to about the 9, maybe the 8-yard line if they give him a healthy spot. So quickly, it's a third down and long for the Tigers.
Yeah, and if you're Hastings here, try to get, you know, Shoemaker's found some spots. We haven't seen him in a while. He's found some open areas there in the flats and up running some seam routes. I would try to get Shoemaker involved in the game somehow here on third down and long.
The band and the crowd are coming alive for the Orangemen. Third down and 8 for the Tigers, trying to score first in overtime. Swoboda takes a snap, going to be chased out of the pocket. He'll throw it into the end zone, making a diving catch in there. That's going to be 6 points to score first for the Tigers. Making the grab, Nate Nordby, putting six on the board for the Tigers.
What a big boy catch by Nate Norby. He went up. He high-pointed the ball. His body was fully extended, went up, got it towards the goal line, brought it down, and controlled it all the way through. No doubt about it, he caught it. And that's a good sign for Hastings. Quick strike there. To take the early lead in overtime.
And this one going to be Hernandez has been perfect on extra points, and he will remain so. So now Hastings does strike first in overtime. Theatris will get their turn from the 10. It's now 31-10. Hastings leading. We're going to keep it right here throughout this overtime. We don't want to miss a minute of extra football. Trent, what do we see Beatris needing to do coming out for their offensive possession?
Well, the guys on the outside, Mahoney and Nelson, have had a lot of success. We saw them when they were backed up in their own red zone. They gave it off to Mahoney, and he got a quick 6-7 yards. Keep running them end-arounds, but also you've got a really tough runner in the backfield with Kelly. Don't be afraid to run with him. They haven't ran anything with Adams on like a play-action rollout bootleg. Maybe see something like that too.
Adams going with that same formation they've had all game. He's under center. Mahoney coming in motion. They'll hand it off to Kelly, who's hit right away in the backfield and thrown down. Going to be a loss of two or three on the play looking at that spot. We're going to call it a loss of three. Second down and 13 for the Orangemen, who when they don't move the ball, they really don't move it at all. But when they do move the ball, they've had big strikes from plus 50 and plus 90.
Yeah, and there's just nowhere for them to go. They get in the red zone. Everything's condensed, so the defense doesn't have to play in as much space. They can cover a lot more ground. Right there, they just shot through. They can play more aggressive, more downhill. Chris Glaze came through and made a really nice play there, beat his guard and really stuffed Kelly.
Second down and goal from the 13. Now we're going to see Adams roll out. He'll throw this one up to the end zone, making a great grab right on the sideline. Are they going to say he's in? No, the ball popped out. The ball popped out. What a throw by Adams, who has not had many throws go up throughout the game. And I can see Adams pleading the case that the ball didn't come out until well after. But that looked like a great throw from Dakota Adams.
Yeah, on a 50-50 ball like that, when you jump, and it's close to the sideline. When you land and maybe your back's turned, you've got to pop up and hold the ball in the air. They're going to call that incomplete every time. Really good effort. Really nice ball by Dakota Adams there. Third and 11, we got to see more of the same from them.
That was the athlete, Andrew Mahoney, who's got a couple touchdowns already, not able to reel that one in. And actually, Mahoney's going to come in motion right to left, and they're going to hand it off coming back to this near side. But there's a whole lot of Tigers out in front of him. But we're going to see him dive into the end zone. That's a touchdown to tie the ball game up is Brody Nelson. But there is a flag on the field, and I see a Beatrice lineman on his knee, knowing that that one's going to be negated and come back.
Yeah, Jimmy Lane called the holding there on I won't say who it was, but they called the holding right away. And to negate the touchdown to potentially tie the game. So now we're going to send it back. We're going to be about third and 21, somewhere in there.
Yep, from the 21-yard line, need to score. 3 points does you no good. Four down territory, so they've still got two more plays to get into the end zone. But that's a play we've seen plenty of success on with Mahoney going one way and Nordby coming back to the near side.
Yeah, so now I want to put my quarterback in shotgun so he can sit back and diagnose the defense and read his routes and go through his progressions. But they're going to go under center. That's their offense. Look to maybe get Mahoney or Nelson out in space.
All kinds of DBs sitting back for the Tigers, and Adams is retreating. He's all the way back at his 40. He's wheeling at his 50. He's going to just throw this one out of bounds, and we're going to have one play left. One play left for the Beatrice Orangemen season to try to get into the Class B playoffs. From the 21-yard line, have to score. Does you no good to pick up 20 yards? You need all 21.
So now I'm in my Hail Mary formation. If you've got a kid who doesn't normally play, maybe a taller kid, get him in there. But or maybe stick with the guys that have got you here. You got Mahoney. You got Nelson. You got Colton Kelly. I'm sure he's a good athlete. Actually, we talked about in the pregame, they've got whole bunch of different guys who can catch balls. They're going to take a timeout and think about it, though.
We're going to get a Friesen Ford and Chevrolet timeout here in overtime. But looking at what Hastings was running in and off the field, quarterback Alex Swoboda ran in to be an extra defensive back, and they ran Nicholas Theo Harris off the field, one of their defensive linemen, they're definitely loading up on defensive backs because they know this ball has to get in there, or Beatrice has to have a guy make some moves on the ground. But you know what? Throughout this game, the Orangemen running backs have made some moves on the ground, especially Andrew Mahoney.
Yeah, so yeah, Hastings puts an athlete in there. Not calling the defensive lineman not an athlete. Iowa's a defensive lineman. I'll stick up for us. We're athletes. But he's going to put somebody who defend the pass and a taller guy who can knock it down. If you're Beatrice here, you got to find a stud. It's important that you get the ball out of your hands. It's like as the clock's running down in basketball, you got to get that game-winning shot out of your hands. Make sure you give yourself an opportunity.
Hastings has five guys around the 10-yard line, one of them even standing inside his five. We're going to see this ball just thrown up downfield. It's not even close to the end zone, but the ball is caught. That's going to be Andrew Mahoney catching it at the 10. He's running to the pylon. Does he get in? That ball was nowhere near the end zone. Andrew Mahoney catches it at the 10, runs around to the far side. He'll get in for 6. The extra point upcoming now for the Orangemen as we see parents running around the stands up here. Extra point upcoming. No flags on the field. We could be going to a second one if we get an extra point here, or if Coach Eckert decides to go for 2. We're going to see what this one is. Did you see that coming at all, Trent?
Wow, that is a man's play by Andrew Mahoney. He stood up, said his name. He caught the ball on the right hash. Weaved his way all the way back. You can tell he's a track star. Beat the guys to the pylon. That is a big boy play there. 4th and 21 in overtime, and you come through and make that play. It looked like almost two guys had the hands on the ball. But
We're going to see Hastings take their overtime timeout. It's a Friesen Ford and Chevrolet timeout. Continue your thought there, Trent. There was a lot of Tigers around that ball. And as I said during the call, it was nowhere near the end zone.
Not even close. I think he caught it about the 10-yard line.
The 10-yard line.
Yeah, he caught it the 10-yard line. So if you're listening at home, he caught it on the right hash. He caught it at the 10-yard line with his back towards the goal line. He catches it. He makes a turn towards the far sideline and has to run laterally almost 40 yards across the field to get to the pylon and then turn it up and just beat two other guys. That's just an athlete making plays. That is really impressive. That's why you don't give up. You don't give up on plays. You just keep playing no matter what the circumstances are. It was 4th and 21. Your season on the line, basically, because if you can pull out an overtime win here, you can sneak in the playoffs. So.
And from where he caught that ball, there's one guy on the field who can outrun everyone, and that was Andrew Mahoney. And there is not a kicker on the field. This is going to be the last play of the ball game. Both coaches have used their timeouts. The touchdown happened. It's 31-30 Hastings. Dakota Adams, who just had the 21-yard touchdown pass to Andrew Mahoney under center. Motion coming left to right. A couple guys going. And now we're going to see Adams roll to this near pylon. A lot of pressure in the backfield. He's wrapped up at the 5, running through tacklers. He's at the 2, and they're going to get stuck and push back. Hastings high, gets the overtime win. Beatrice goes for 2, but doesn't convert. It's the Tigers 31, the Orangemen 30. In the House of Orange, the Tigers come away victorious.
What an effort by both teams. I like the call by Beatrice. That shows a lot of heart, a lot of gumption. I feel really bad for them, but on the flip side, Hastings, they came back from the big deficit, and it looked like Adams maybe was going to push through there on the keeper, but just wasn't meant to be for him tonight.
We're going to break down the entire ball game, including that overtime coming up on the New West post-game show. Plenty to go over, plenty of stats to go over. It's the Hastings Tigers improving on the season to 4-4, and it's the Beatrice Orangemen falling to 1-7 on a 31-30 Tigers win here on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I'm from Hastings, Nebraska. I've been here several generations. My grandmother was the youngest of 11, and she was the first of those 11 to be born here at Mary Lanning. Both of my parents were born at Mary Lanning, as was my brother and I. So, yeah, Mary Lanning's always been very important to our family. I went off to medical school, and I discovered my passion for surgery. And when a couple of the surgeons here in town retired, I was able to come home and bring my family. I've always loved Hastings. These are the people that helped raise me as a small community. It's your family, it's your friends, it's your neighbors. And having such supportive people around you just makes your life more meaningful. I'm very proud to be able to take care of people here.
I'm Shelley Ferris, General Surgeon with Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Feeling like you need to go out of town for the best value on your new furniture? Why waste your time when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back into Beatrice on the Breeze 94.5. Caleb Henry alongside Trent Ockingay. We are in the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. This is the New West postgame show. Let's go through the scoring in this one. Now, as the teams came in, it was 3-4 Beatrice and 3-4 Hastings. And 1-6 Beatrice. If you just looked at the records, you wouldn't think you had a ball game. But boy, oh boy, did we get that and a whole lot more. It started with Hastings striking first on an 11-yard Jacob Schroeder reception and then scoring a little bit later to go up 10-0 on their first two possessions. It was a Mikey Hernandez field goal. And then in the second quarter, actually with less than 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, huge momentum switch as it became all Orangemen, starting with a 54-yard Brody Nelson misdirection end around. He took it in for a touchdown to bring it to 10-7, and then about a minute later, a 96-yard Andrew Mahoney run following a Brody Nelson interception. So Brody Nelson had the big score, had the interception at the 4-yard line, and then Andrew Mahoney was just getting started with a 96-yard touchdown run. And then with 9 seconds to go in the half, Andrew Mahoney had a touchdown reception following an Elliot Juergens interception. So 21-10 at half, the underdog Orangemen at home on Parents' Night had the lead. And then in the third quarter, quickly coming back was Hastings, who scores and gets it to 21-17. And then very early in the fourth quarter, it was a Swoboda touchdown on a quarterback draw. He had that passing touchdown in the third quarter to Quentin Sinek, and all of a sudden it was Hastings with the lead 24-21, but then running off a whole lot of clock and getting a Diego Rodriguez field goal, 27-yard field goal that tied it up with 4.5 to go in the ball game at 24. Immediately following that field goal on the ensuing kickoff, Carson Shoemaker made a man's play, ran 95 yards on a kickoff return touchdown. That was immediately negated by a couple penalties against Hastings, and it brought them all the way back to their own 25. They would not end up getting down and scoring because with a few seconds left in the half, there was a 45-yard field goal that was missed. Beatrice had a couple chances and then decided to kneel it and just take it into overtime, where Beatrice did win the toss, decided to go on defense first, which is, by all accounts, that's the call that you want. You always want to go second. And then it was Hastings scoring on a 3rd-and-8, went absolutely nowhere, and then threw it into the end zone. Nate Nordby made a great catch from 8 yards out to put them up. The extra point was good, 31-34. And then we saw a few plays for Beatrice that were going absolutely nowhere, including one where quarterback Dakota Adams retreated all the way to his own 50, but it ended up with a 4th-and-21, decided to run all goes as you would do there because you got to score, does you no good to kick a field goal or just end up short of the end zone. And it was Andrew Mahoney catching it at the near hash at the 10-yard line and then beating everyone, running to the far side of the field, getting tackled as he grabbed the pylon, and that put 6 on the board. There was a timeout taken, and coming out of that timeout, it was time to go for 2, and that's what Coach Eckert wanted. Dakota Adams, quarterback, followed everyone to the right side. He got down to the 2 and then was stuck by every Hastings Tiger in white on the field, and they moved him back, and that gave us our final, 31-30. Hastings Tigers improved to 4-4 on the season. Beatrice falls to 1-7. We're going to look at a couple scores from around the area and get some final stats coming up here on the New West Postgame Show on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back into the New West postgame show. There's a whole lot of finals. Actually, Trent, by this time, usually you and I are already back on the road, and I know you've got an hour and a half drive. I'm staying here with my grandparents. By the way, for nobody that knew, my grandfather, uncle, and aunt all graduated from Beatrice High School. My grandfather used to teach and coach here, coach freshman football, not at this field. Since then, they've built this this new field, the House of Orange, but the old high school across there. Also coached track, coached a few state champions, and Beatrice was the reigning Class B state championship track team. But as it stands right now, let's look at some scores around the area. Trent has so many stats to add up. That was one heck of a ball game, especially the second half and overtime. But in Class A, in the fourth quarter, Lincoln High leads Kearney 62-31. Lincoln High going to get the win there. Lincoln Southwest defeated number 5 Grand Island 21-7. In Class B, Grand Island Northwest downs Crete 42-7. Hastings beats Beatrice in overtime 31-30. That was a game we had just right here. We're going to get some stats coming up as well. Lexington defeats C1 Cozad, or is leading C1 Cozad in the fourth quarter, 35-12. And a whole lot of scoring going on in the second half for Seward and York. It was 8-7. Seward leading at halftime. But right now, York leads in the fourth quarter, 36-33. That's a points explosion in the final two quarters there. That's a score that impacts this entire district if Hastings is trying to make a comeback to get a chance at a district title. In Class C1, over on ESPN Tri-Cities, Adams Central leads Kearney Catholic 42-33 in the fourth quarter. Also in the fourth quarter, Ord leads Valentine 28-0. The rest of these in C1 are finals. Central City defeated Fillmore Central 21-0. Aurora over Milford 42-13. Holdridge over Minden 29-26. Gothenburg over Ogallala 35-14. Broken Bow over O'Neill 33-14. Ending Class C2 over on 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Donovan Trumbull defeats St. Cecilia 16-7. And so that's one of the ball games. St. Cecilia going to be facing Sutton next week. That win could give them a whole lot of points to propel them into the playoffs, but that was one that they needed to win for a chance at the district title. Donovan Trumbull probably in the playoffs with that win. In the fourth quarter, it's GICC, Grand Island Central Catholic, leading Gibbon 30-18. The rest of these are finals. Wood River over Hershey 41-6. St. Paul over Centura 42-0. Sutton over Superior, who will play St. Cecilia next week on one of Platte River Radio's group of stations, probably 1230 AM KHAS, but we'll definitely have it on one. And it looks like that Grand Island Central Catholic game did go final 30-18 GICC. The Crusaders down the Buffaloes of Gibbon. Sutton defeated Superior. Fairbury is a C1 team, defeated Sandy Creek 34-20. North Platte St. Pat's over Southern Valley 37-18. Still adding some stuff up over there, Trent, or should I do some 8-man scores?
Yeah, do some 8-man scores.
I'll do some 8-man scores. And if you want all of these scores and a whole lot more, Jeff Babel and the whole gang will take care of you. That's the Ruts and Rivals scoreboard show coming up. That's not on this station. It's on 1230 KHAS. It's also on Power 99. And you can listen to all of those, all of our stations anytime, and get all of these games at PlatteRiverPreps.com. If you like the broadcast, you can also get a free podcast at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We save all of them right there for you. Looking at 8-man in Class D1 in the fourth quarter on Power 99, it's Arcadia Loop City leading Amherst in the district game 53-40. We know earlier in the game, Arcadia Loop City actually already had 5 turnovers, but had the lead, and they still do in the fourth quarter on Power 99. Doug Duda on that call. The rest of these are final. Actually, all of these are final for the rest of these in both D1, D2, and 6-man. It was Elm Creek over Ansley Litchfield 50-16. BDS over Cross County 34-18. Nebraska Christian defeats Ravenna 40-12. Palmer over Shelton 50-6. And number 3 Burwell defeats number 4 South Loop 21-14. Those two teams have been the representative from the West in the last 3 state championship games for Class D1. In D2, it was Kennesaw over Blue Hill 56-0. Elwood over Loomis 64-26. Overton defeats Bertrand 48-22. And then looking at six-man, it's Wilcox Hildreth over Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, 39-18, McCool Junction over Dorchester, 69-8, Harvard defeats Silver Lake, 79-8, and Red Cloud over Heartland Lutheran, 34-29. We're going to give Trent another minute. We're going to take one final break here on the New West Postgame Show, coming up with stats. It was 31-30. Hastings getting the overtime win over Beatrice on the Breeze 94.5 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Final stats and wrapping things up on the New West postgame show, New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. First of all, Trent, before we even get to the stats, what a ball game. Not just overtime, but then the decision to go for two, the defensive stand by Hastings, clinching a playoff spot. Wow, wow, and more wow.
Yeah, just great effort by both teams. Hastings, they got down early, 21-10. Made halftime adjustments, came back, and they were able to persevere. That's a really, really big win for them.
So what do we have statistics-wise? Because I know there was a at halftime, there was a whole lot of stats, and then in this final, there was a lot of rushing going on. There was big touchdowns. There was, you know what didn't happen, I guess, was a 95-yard kickoff return for a touchdown for Carson Shoemaker, and that actually, that would have won the ball game in regulation, but as it stands, Hastings got the win in overtime. What do we have for statistics?
Yeah, so we'll start with Beatrice. Dakota Adams was 3-for-8, 68 yards, 2 touchdowns, added 5 carries for 42 yards. Andrew Mahoney, 10 carries, 129 yards, a touchdown, 2 catches, and 36 yards, 2 touchdowns, one of those coming in overtime. Jace Pethode, 1 catch, 32 yards. Colton Kelly, 19 carries, 68 yards. Brody Nelson, 9 carries, 86 yards, and a touchdown. Beatrice ran for 325 yards and added 68 yards passing. And go over to the victors for the night. Hastings High, Austin Swoboda had a big night, 26 for 36, 336 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Also, 8 carries, 34 yards, and a touchdown. Carson Shoemaker, 4 carries, 18 yards, but it was 9 catches for 181 yards through the air for him. Jacob Schroeder, 7 catches, 68 yards, touchdown. Quentin Sinek, 3 catches, 16 yards, touchdown. Nate Norby, 2 catches, 18 yards, and a touchdown. Austin Nauert, 1 catch, 11 yards. Sade Widener, 17 carries, 38 yards. Tate Pfeiffer, 2 carries for 7 yards. Hastings High, 335 yards passing, 97 yards rushing, put up 432 yards of total offense.
Those are all kinds of numbers across there, and it all adds up to 31 points for Hastings, 30 for Beatrice. That's going to wrap things up here on the New West postgame show. Here from Beatrice, for myself, Caleb Henry, Trent Ockingay, producer-engineer Steph Brubaker, it's Hastings improving to 4-4, Beatrice falling to 1-7, 31-30 win for the Tigers. Good night, everyone. From Beatrice on the Breeze 94.5, and get us all always online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
You've been listening to High School Sports on the Breeze 94.5. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney.